Is that another box?
Does this ever stop?
It's either me or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys.
Welcome to the My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us.
Toy collecting!
Transform!
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
Me, Obi-Blan Kenobi.
Oh, wow, you are dumb.
All right, man's man, we'll see you on the flip-flop.
I tend to lash out to protect my loved ones.
Travis.
At least he's just giving it the old whoppity-dop-dop.
It just keeps growing.
Man, it's good stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Jeremy.
Don't encourage him.
I hope the cat pisses on you.
You're reading again, aren't you?
I like everything, so just tell me stuff.
Steve.
I'm being misrepresented here. You got no power over me, you harpy.
Did you put a period at the end of that thing?
Is going to kill me.
M-W-I-G-T-K-M,
my wife is going to kill me.
Let the good times roll.
All right, everybody, welcome to episode 299.5.
0.5, it's the best. It's the best part of 0.5.
Of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. We are here.
It was a pretty good Trump.
Oh, you knew who it was anyway.
I'm gonna have to talk into the microphone.
That's why they're there.
Yeah, so we're here. It's time. Missed last week. That sucked.
Sure.
I can't tell you what I did instead, because Amanda would hate me, but I was okay missing. So
I was camping.
Okay.
I was camping.
Were you camping, or were you camping? Like, I mean, you say camping,
did
but like,
you
were you at the, were you at the cabin?
And
did you take the camper?
No.
You're in a tent.
Did you sleep on a sleeping bag on the ground?
Deep cycle car battery hooked up to your CPAP and shit kind of camping?
We had a Honda Whisper generator.
Nice.
To keep
those
CPAP,
are sweet.
Keep
dude.
The CPAP going
yep.
at night.
Yep.
Tent, campfire.
That keeps all the bears away.
Yeah. Yeah, it rained like a bitch Friday
night.
Raining there is
for
something
like
awesome about
weeks.
Sleeping in a tent in the rain.
Yeah. It is.
There's something
awesome. Shitty about setting one up in the rain.
That is true. Yeah. Because if you have to set it up in the rain, there's no way to keep the rain on the outside of the tent, and that sucks. Because I'm like one of those super anal retentive guys about...
The music's still on.
What? Cody, get off your phone. What are you doing?
It's not on.
Oh,
it's not on. Who's crazy? Oh, it's fucking Curtis.
Cody's like, I got this handled.
And it was Maverick.
He's
so
fucking
there's at least two people.
He's hallucinating because of lack of good snack cakes.
They don't give us a timestamp on these, so it doesn't help. It could have been like 4 minutes ago. Continue.
So yeah, it was a good time. We got very drunk.
What'd you drink? Woodford?
Beer.
Really?
What?
I don't think I've ever seen you with a beer in your hand.
It's rare.
It looks like one of those little kids cans.
Like Andre the Giant when he holds a beer.
I went up to the store. I went up to the local store to buy some whiskey, and they were closed. So I went across the street to the gas station, and they didn't sell liquor. So the people that I was camping with, my brother-in-law and my nephew and his friends.
Stop right there. Listeners, what kind of beer did Steve buy?
I didn't buy any.
Drink.
I drank other people's beer.
Okay. So.
So various other beers?
Was it a variety or one particular type of beer?
There was a couple. I mostly drank.
Don't tell us, so we want to guess.
Oh, okay.
So a couple of different beers. What kind of beer does Steve drink? Because I don't think he's not a Bush Light guy.
Oh,
he's not a natural guy.
I pin him as a as like a craft beer guy.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
If he it's gonna be a mainstream beer, but it's not gonna be like it's not gonna be the Beast. You know what I mean?
No, no.
He's gonna, I could see him. I
think
I could
he's too
see
good
him.
For Bush.
I think honestly, I bet it's the Champagne. I bet it's High Life.
High Life?
Yeah, because he likes that clear bottle.
Modelo. He likes peeling off the gold flake.
Okay, all right. I like that. I could see him drinking a Heineken. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that works.
What do you think, listeners? Corona, Amberbach, Ice House.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so let's...
How about Ice Man? Remember those?
So Dork Lair said that. Dork Lair was a partier back in high school. He'd get his 12-pack of Ice House, his Mad Dog 2020, and he'd go out in the woods and get fucked up. So
I drank Red Dog.
Red Dog. Coors Dork Lair just said Red Dog.
Red Dog.
Yeah. 1-6 Shooter says Coors Light.
Zima?
I feel like Coors Light isn't
something
off
wonderful.
The table, though.
It's, you know what, though?
I feel like it's the pretty fucking mountains on the bottle. I think he'd be okay with it.
The mountains are cool. They turn blue.
I mean, Bush has that too, but it's not the same.
Curtis says Amberbach. Good luck finding that at a random gas station up north, you dickhead. Who is this fucking guy?
I was going to say like Oberon or something.
No. Yeah.
I could see him dropping an orange.
Or just going old school and be like, fuck it, PBR.
Yep. Somebody said PBR. 1-6 Shooter said PBR.
Yeah. I'm on board
Curtis
with 1-6
Shooter. Curtis says Colt 45. That's not a beer. That's a malt liquor. Fuck off this morning, Curtis. Jesus.
I would drink PBR. It was not available. Okay. But I would drink it. Yes. Okay.
All right. I could see him being a Michelob Ultra guy because he does care about his physique.
Too thin.
You're not too thin?
No.
Okay. I was like,
beer,
no, you're not.
It's too watery. It's too...
Stella? Did you have a Stella?
No.
That's your beer of choice.
It's not of choice, but it's delicious. I do like it. I like a lot of beer, though. I like everything.
I can tell you Corona tastes better in Mexico for some reason.
It does.
Maybe because you're in Mexico, I don't know, but Corona definitely tastes better in Mexico.
I do not like beer. I will drink beer if, like, we're playing beer pong. Oh, like, I'll chug it, but I'll shotgun a beer for funsies with the young kids, but I have no use for beer.
I never drink beer unless I'm in a situation where
we should all shotgun
I didn't have
a
any
beer.
Other choice.
What'd you get? How'd you do? What'd you end up with?
Miller. Miller Light.
Miller Light.
Yeah. Okay. It's actually my go-to. It's right in the middle of everything. It's like just above bullshit and just under a whole bunch of other things. But it's like I can chug them. I can drink like 12 and be, I mean, I'll have a hangover, but it'll be great.
So Kira's is Bush Lattes.
And we were passing around some liquor, some like shot stuff, and I don't know what it was. I've never had it before. It was bright blue. Looked like... I don't know.
Either UV blue or
it was Curacao. Something. So there was that mixed in.
Did it taste blue raspberry?
Honestly, I didn't like it very much, but I'll drink anything other than that kind of guy. It would taste like mouthwash to me, but like cool, very
blue pepperminty.
Yeah, like you had a fresh mouth after you were done, and I was like, I don't like this, but I'll drink it every time because if I don't, then I feel like a pussy. No one can ever... You can't hand me a bottle of something around the fire, and I won't turn it down.
I'm going to hand him a freaking bong. It's technically a bottle.
Jeez, that looks...
Made
that
of glass.
Was it Bombay?
I don't know, but that's the color.
Bombay's gin.
Yeah, you would have known that would have tasted
What's
like
the one on
needles?
The far left there, Cody?
Hypnotic is what you were drinking. Or it's that one.
Hypnotique.
Yeah, it's a fruit liquor.
I don't know.
Batman 89 says, good morning, you sandbagging SOBs.
What does sandbagging mean?
Yeah. What is sandbagging?
That's where you lay there and Jeremy dips his nuts in your mouth.
Oh, no, that's teabagging. Then I get it then. Yeah,
although maybe if you have a lot more hair, it's sandier. Or if it's gritty. There you go. If it's shorn with a little bit of grit, that's sandbagging. Jesus.
Well, I am. What's the liquor that you will never touch again because of a bad experience, Steve?
Okay, there isn't none. There isn't any.
There isn't none.
There ain't none. But I will tell you the liquor that I did not drink for years because of a bad experience or a stupid experience. Southern Comfort. It's a common one.
Tastes like fucking cough syrup, man.
Oh, man. That used to be an every weekend staple like my junior
and
senior year.
I used to drink a lot of Southern Comfort.
Yeah.
And one weekend, I decided I had to drink a whole fifth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and believe I probably gave myself alcohol poisoning.
That'll do it.
One of the strangest things about Southern Comfort, I worked at a gas station that sold liquor, and on the shelf, it's pink. And then as soon as you take it down and look at it, it's yellow. There's something about whether it's the back of the label or whatever, when it's on the shelf and they're all lined up, they look pink. I thought forever it was pink, and then I was like, this is not pink. Totally stupid thought.
What is Southern Delicious. Comfort?
It's a liqueur.
Liqueur?
And it's fucking, it's like Diamond Tap.
It's very sweet. It's like a very sweet, you know.
Whiskey.
I was going to say, it's a whiskey.
I don't think it is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I thought it was whiskey, but I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't.
It's not a good one.
I've never had Southern Comfort.
Oh.
It was always cheap.
I'm a huge whiskey fan. So.
It was always on the cheaper side.
Well, that's why. It was cheap. And that's, you know, we would get like four bottles. It'd be like Bacardi Limon.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I like that too.
Five star. You know, the cheap fucking like bottom shelf whiskey. Mm-hmm. And we'd get
five
Southern Comfort.
Vodka. Yeah.
Occasionally we'd throw in a lot, and we get a Goldschlager or something.
Oh, fuck you.
Something about them flakes.
They made my poop.
Oh, really cool. Fucking gold, 24 karat gold flakes.
I'm drinking gold flakes, bitches.
Fuck.
Next thing you know, you're bleeding.
Cody, what about you? What's the one liquor that you can't touch anymore?
I would say UV Blue, for sure. Mm, used to mix it with Mountain Dew.
You are
You'd get going crazy.
I think I would drink.
That's like a fucking 17-year-old alcohol version of a speedball, man.
Yeah. You like put some Jolly Ranchers in it too.
Oh fuck. I think like I can pretty much drink anything, but one that I had to really take a break on and I never choose is tequila. And usually it's the Jose Cuervo, because there's just something, I don't know, there's something thick and barfy about it.
I won't get sick of Fireball, though. I know a lot of people do.
No, I love Fireball.
Yeah.
Fireball, and I used to absolutely love Jaeger, but it's just...
That's the one that I think most people will say.
Is, yeah.
Because in our day, the Jaeger bombs was where it was at.
Yeah,
I'm like, you guys, there's nothing I won't drink.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally will drink it all. But I don't order Jägermeister unless I'm trying to fuck somebody else's world up.
It does. It makes it fucks you up.
I've grown to enjoy tequila. And I had one of the wedding receptions I went to this last summer. They had, I think it was called El Jabro Blanco or something like that. Mm-hmm. I fucking drank it on the rocks all night long.
Well, there are certain types. If they're good, like some high quality shit, there's
Jägermeister needs to be in the freezer.
Yeah,
I have Jägermeister in my freezer right now.
Oh, that room temperature, you might as well kick me in the dick.
Yeah. And
can I do that anyway?
And I enjoy it, but I've never
with your tongue.
I've never had an experience where I've drank an absorbent amount of Jägermeister, so maybe that's why I still enjoy it.
Oh, that shit!
I hate black licorice, man.
I don't like black licorice either, but I like Jägermeister.
But they used to have Jäger spice. It was kind of like a. I don't know. I can't explain. It was sort of gingerish-y.
What? Red hair?
It was there for like... It was like a lot. I don't know that they make it at all anymore, but it was for like a week it was out. We used to drink Jäger spice.
Sounds like a Christmas thing.
Yeah, but it was in the summer, gross. So I was like, what the fuck was I doing? Yeah. I didn't know. It was just brand new. But it was good.
Jäger spice. So weird about this here.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, well... We got to do introductions.
Oh, yeah.
What if this is someone's first show?
That's right.
We're sorry. If it's someone's first show, we're sorry.
I thought he was reading something.
No. I thought he was, too.
Yeah.
I am Lord Steve Bisciotti. With me today are some co-hosts.
As mediocre as they come.
Jeremy, do we just hear? How you doing, Jeremy?
Hello.
Two of the most tolerable co-hosts a host could have.
Pete McCarthy is here. How you doing today, Pete?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Travis Bowles is out.
Gone.
He is selling shit at Kane County, I believe.
Yeah, no,
Kane.
Based on the snaps last night, he's still in bed.
Ah. So. Sitting in Travis' spot today is Mike Smith. We'll see. He said more words, I think, in this show than he said in all of the shows he's been on.
I'm trying, okay?
Is it proven?
He brought us breakfast this morning. That's how you get in, folks.
Yep.
It was so good.
Too. Anybody can be on an episode as long as they bring us breakfast.
So, and Cody, okay, obviously.
Okay, wait, wait a minute. No, that's not true.
Sorry.
If you'd like to, if you'd like a list of people that even if they brought us breakfast couldn't get on the show, I'll text you. Just ask.
Cody's on the computer making this whole thing available to those of you on YouTube watching us right now. So, hey, Cody, what's up?
Howdy.
That's all we get out of Cody.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, now that we got that out of the way.
Cody was pretty talkative on our on the last
episode. Yeah, I really enjoyed that Cody on the Potu Takeover episode.
Yeah. It's exciting. Yeah. Pete's like, what the fuck?
Don't even pretends to like think that I give a shit anymore. Like, there's nobody that's like, what, you didn't listen? I don't fucking listen. Nobody has that. Everybody knows I didn't listen.
We got comments like, this is the best episode of My Wife's Gonna Kill Me and Potu that I've heard in a while. So,
oh, they're dumb.
We talked about fucking your neck.
Like, well, it was like R-rated Curtis Ackerman, wasn't it?
We talked about fucking your neck.
Fucking my neck?
Yeah.
Why?
The back of your neck.
What's wrong with that? Because it's got like vagina flaps on it?
That's kind of a bell now.
You talking about my neck rolls?
Yeah.
It was a dirty Potu.
It was a dirty Potu. Yeah.
Very dirty Potu.
That pisses me off. It could have been a dirty Potu all those years ago when I was on, but I kept it clean just for y'all.
Well, it was on the
technically it was this show.
It was on the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me feed.
But we took it over.
Yeah. Potu will remain pure as the driven snow.
Pure as the white bush.
Yeah, pure as Evelyn's white bush. Soft and fuzzy.
Oh man, I'm out of it.
Just enough stank.
Inside joke. Sorry, Pete.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pete. Oh, was that in the Matt Rodriguez creative text group? That's why I didn't see it.
Curtis says, please, please, please cover the Motu TMNT crossover figures. I need to hear Pete's thoughts on them. Curtis, they are on the list. So.
They are. They're there. I mean, really, do you think that the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast is gonna let something slip by us? I mean, us? We're on top of shit.
We are the premier toy info podcast that people go to.
We are toy entertainment. That's what we are.
Entertainment for sure.
Entertainment.
Oh, boy.
We can start whenever.
He's like, Cody's like, you can start being entertaining anytime now.
I feel like I am, I'm not here. Like, my brain is elsewhere today.
Understandable.
I've had a rough week. Not going to go into detail, but at 7 a.m. on Monday morning, I'm kidding. Not going to go into detail, but give you the
and then
time.
He was going to go into a lot of detail. Yeah,
no,
like,
no yeah, I'm not going to go into detail.
It was pretty
Steve,
funny.
If you will allow. Steve sends a message. Life stuff. Obviously, we're friends. We have a group text going. We are all, hey, man, we're here for you. Blah, 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 all this stuff. Go back and forth, go back and forth, go back and forth. I post, hang in there. And then nothing. And the whole thread goes silent. And I was like, damn, he knows I was kidding, right? And it just for like 14 hours. I kept checking back like, no, nothing.
Now you know how it feels when I post Juicy Fruit songs.
But at the end of the day, hey, bad news. We had bad news for a few days. Ended up getting good news. So that was why I put the hang in there, because it was like there was a happy ending to the story. So...
Yeah. I just had some family stuff I had to deal with, some parental health issues and scares and hospital stuff. And,
shit.
Bummer, dude.
Kind of out of the loop. Like, I don't have any, super... I'm not angry about anything right now because it's hard.
Oh, I'm plenty angry. I'm plenty angry for the both of us. I got
I'm
you,
bored.
Fam.
I'm useless when I'm not angry.
Is that how you feel?
I kind of do feel that way.
No,
it's like,
I think you're amazing when you're not angry.
You were angry with Bill Burr.
I'm angry with his new show. I'm not angry. I'm very let down by his new show. His new
the old
movie.
Dads.
Yeah,
I heard it was great.
I thought it sucked.
The first half.
I thought it started out strong, then it just took a dive.
So if I have to venture a guess. Bill Burr sides with women at some point in that conversation.
Yeah. I would
because old dads becomes young moms and he got super
something,
pink.
Something along those lines. I haven't seen it yet.
That's
I will.
Exactly what happened.
Old dads stuck in their ways and their children are trying to change them. That's nice.
Did you hear that?
I don't know. I don't know what the movie's trying to say.
Why does it have to say anything?
Well, every movie says something.
Oh, it's a movie, not
what
a comedy.
What do we say our show's about?
A movie.
Nothing.
It's a movie.
That's something.
Yeah,
I love Bill Burr. I have to prerequisite this. I love
he's an
his
amazing
comedy.
Comedian.
Is like he's if you ask me my favorite comedian, it probably would be Bill Burr.
Mm-hmm. He's up there.
He's and I love his take on. He always seems like such a he sees things clearly, and that's why he's so damn funny. But this I don't know. I don't know. It's marketed to me. I felt it was marketed as, hey, we're gonna take a look at how the old generation doesn't see things maybe the way the younger generation, because old dads. I mean, you know, they're older guys that are dads, and it's Bill Burr. So. And it seemed to me it was kind of poking fun at woke stuff a little bit is what I got off from the previews. I don't really know if that's what it was.
One of the other dads is the stepdad to Ant-Man's daughter, whom I love.
Yeah, that's where I know him from.
Bobby something.
Yeah.
But he's like, he's in the other guys. Hey, we did September 08. Have a last desk pop. You know, like he but he's always that. He's always off to the side, right? Yeah. So I don't know how much of a lead he is in this, but I was curious to see
big part in it.
And then the black guy, I only know him from The Rock. He's one of the Marines.
Oh,
so.
I thought he maybe had a wrestling match with him.
He looks like Dave. Dave
he does. He kind of looks like. He does
oh
look
yeah,
like
the guy that looks like Dave Chappelle. Yeah. Yeah.
Wish.com Dave Chappelle.
He's good in the movie, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm gonna. I don't know. I'm gonna let people. Maybe I'll let people see it for a couple weeks, and then I might do it through Steve's eyes.
Very good audience score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, it's most people that watch it aren't dicks.
Yeah,
I say that Bob Cannavale is in a lot of gangster movies and stuff through the years.
We have something from Nate Strong. It says, quick hello, then dropping off to get house ready for a certain sleepover 2 weeks from Wednesday.
What the fuck is so wrong with your mansion that it's going to take you 2 weeks to allow our fat asses to sleep
that
on
means
your couch?
Dude, you know I've slept on a shit mattress on the floor, right? I'll be fine with, you know, a little carpet square.
I'm going to sleep on the... You saw his couch?
Yeah.
I'm sleeping on the ottoman. The ottoman is big. That motherfucker is so rich, his ottoman is as big as my bed.
I'm wrapping my leg around you, that's all I know.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Shit. So. Like I ain't.
So, full disclosure, Mike talked about sleeping with us, and I couldn't, I didn't have the heart to be honest and say, you don't want to see what Jeremy and I do. I had to play it off. So.
Fair.
Seriously, smell his beard.
It's getting close, boys.
It is getting really
close. I'm
sleeping
with a lot of bearded guys.
Yes. He's in the bearded boy room. I love that. Doing our live episode. I've been in cahoots with Mr. Gerard, my third favorite Jeremy. DeWitt Irons, and then Gerard.
Oh,
I just love Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons.
You know, I mean, he was fucking Scar in The Lion King. How do you not love that guy?
Yeah.
So, so we
Die
a
Hard
bit of
3.
A what?
Die Hard 3.
If I've seen it, it's been forever.
So what was Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
No,
not ringing a bell.
It's Boys of Scar. Did we already say that?
Yes, we did.
Yes, yeah. Yep.
So, but anyways, so yeah, we're getting prepared for that. Podcast victims got first dibs on seating, and we are almost sold out just based on them. So, if you really wanted to see us live, then you shouldn't have been a cheap ass piece of shit.
Oh.
So, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
you
know? I don't have my ticket.
You don't need a ticket.
On the show?
I just had to perform like a monkey. What am I doing?
Dance monkey.
We're
gonna
have to talk about what I have to do.
What's super funny is nobody knows because
it's gonna be a shit show.
What's Steve's plan? He's like, yeah, I'll be there. I hate you. You're a woman. I mean, that's so Steve's covered.
Yeah.
Trav is like, can I drink? All right. Yeah. Okay. There's Trav's contribution. I'm assuming that Trav is gonna be so fucking drunk that I actually pulled Maverick in as a guest producer to actually run the board for the game show because I can't trust Travis like I did last time. So, yeah. But game show, live shows. We got the game show is going to pit the Legion's Lair versus the Legion's Lounge versus Euro Legions head-to-head-to-head combat.
Wow.
For Mythic Legions
trivia. I'd like to get head.
You're trailing off.
That's it. That's it. Period.
So let's paint a picture of last year. Last year we're in our little panel room doing our own thing, doing our live stuff with the animatronic dog for me to supposedly fuck. And we're doing trivia. We're Pete's doing his trivia thing with last year, and Travis is on the timer. And
was he?
Luckily, Maverick is in the audience.
Because he knew he
also
failed.
On the timer because he knew
he
Travis
failed.
Couldn't handle it. And this is what we needed from Travis.
Travis couldn't handle start and stop.
Nope.
Huh? All
right. Yes. And we had to rely on Maverick at least once.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Trev sucks.
Yeah. And he was a coach. You know? You'd think he'd know about like clocks and stuff, because you know, volleyball and all that.
We're like the old dudes walking around the nursing home that don't know what the fuck's going on, and we constantly have like an orderly like helping us go this way. Yeah. Here, no, you sit here and let me get you. We need that all the time. Yeah.
All the time.
We're a mess.
We are a mess.
I'm so sorry.
Truth be told. But I have been painting my ass off trying to get as many heads painted for Legion's Con. So
I've been doing everything I can to avoid being in the Wife's Gonna Kill Me booth. And yeah. Everything.
I've done zero, so yeah. There you go.
Please stop by it.
Please
stop by the Wolf King Customs booth where I'll be set up.
You're not even near us this year, are you?
Well, I mean, we're in the same room.
Fucked.
No, I think so you guys fun. Are. You guys are right there. I think I'm on one side.
You guys, it's me. We.
Hey, look at this.
Oh, you guys are.
He becomes a lord, draws a line in the fucking sand. Now we're just an afterthought.
Look, I mean,
he's the host. It has to be the host. Yeah. You can't just be
the guy.
That's
the name is for because his head's super huge, right. And then everybody comes over and they go, "Where's the super huge head guy whose show it is?"
Over there with the other huge head that wears a bandana all the time.
Yeah, it's just the fucking co-hosts. We ain't a draw.
That's good. It's circulation. Explain. Keeps people moving. Like, it's good for the con.
Oh, so they go to us first, going, oh.
Yeah, it makes them walk around and find me to complete. You know, like you're looking for that deck, that deck of cards.
Yeah.
And I'm the ace of spades, and you can't find it. It's a hard one to get. So you got to go somewhere else to find that one to complete the deck of cards, which creates movement in the
He's
whole...
a chase figure.
Yeah. I'm like that special card.
Make sure you guys participate in the Legion's Con poker run.
Oh, I got a Pete. Oh, I got a Jeremy. Oh, I got another Jeremy. Oh, a Pete. Oh, a Travis. Oh, a Travis. Where's Steve? You're going to have to keep buying to look find Steve.
No one's missing you, Steve.
I'm like that fucking figure that's always on the fucking shelf. People bought one. They don't need fucking anymore.
Are you saying you're a peg warmer?
I'm a peg warmer. You're going to walk up and go, look, oh, fucking peg warmer. Where's the fucking rare one?
No, but you're such a, you're a peg warmer because.
Yeah?
That everybody's happy to see because it's such a good figure.
Yeah, is that what it
could
is?
Could be worse. You could be Travis. They like, open it up and tear him peg? Apart and throw him in fodder bins.
That's true. He's just a customized piece. All right.
Man, should be a good time.
Great.
It's going to be a fantastic time. I hope that everything goes off without a hitch and we get some good weather like we did last year. And I hope I beat you guys again to lead to New Jersey.
Is it a race?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It is. You guys might do better this year because Jeremy won't have to stop and pee so much.
That's true, but Pete will.
I'm going to stop and pee and stretch when I want to. It's my van and I'm driving. So.
See?
I mean...
And people talk shit about me having to pee every like hour last year, and that is true. But every time I went, so did they. Just saying. Everybody peed.
I was never
time.
Mad once. Not once. And the driver is the only one that matters. So
uh-huh.
As long as you're riding shotgun and DJing, man, we got this.
I'm in.
So
whoever's riding with us is fucked.
We got Nate Strong and Ben Week. It's going to be a good time.
I'm riding home with you.
Damn
guys.
It.
Yep.
I'm flying there.
Oh,
flying
you
there.
Are? Yep.
Oh.
Oh. He's flying from Vegas.
I get in from Vegas Thursday night, fly out Friday morning to New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
You going to see the new Sphere?
I don't know. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I heard it's pretty cool.
The Britney Sphere?
There's all kinds of little memes and shit.
Yeah. It looks sweet.
Somehow I got into my feed a bunch of pictures of Britney Spears, you know, when you're scrolling through and stuff. Yeah. Somehow I've got a bunch of her young. Yeah. Man, was she a good-looking girl.
Yeah.
Careful. Hey. Careful.
What? Can't say that nowadays?
Oh, no. You can. It just depends on what era. If you're going, like, Baby One More Time, you might want to wait a couple years till, like, Oops, I Did It Again.
Yeah, but if Oops, You Did It Again, at that point, you fucked up the first time you did it because she was too young.
That's true. So.
Well, there's
I like
nothing
the,
I
like
can,
toxic era.
There's nothing there I could say right now that would have made me have sex with her. Have had sex with her. There's nothing I could say about her right now that would have made me have had sex with her. So how can I get in trouble?
I was the same age as her, or I am the same age as her. So I can talk about Hit Me One More Time, Brittany, because it's not illegal. Because I was that age too.
I
how old was she then?
I have no idea.
Was she like 16 or something?
I didn't meet, but I definitely Lily played with her kids. We were at the Chicago
with his kids.
Britney Spears. So we were at the aquarium in Chicago, right? And this dude walks by, and I look and I go. Laura comes behind him. I go, that dude looked like Kevin Federline. And I said it real loud, and she goes, that is Kevin Federline. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. As I'm looking, he's got a huge freaking bodyguard with him. There's like a nanny, and there's his kids. And I'm like, those are Britney Spears' kids. And my kid's over there dressed like a penguin and shit, hanging out with him and shit. And I'm like, she's never going to remember this. It doesn't really matter anyway. I mean, it's just her kids. But still, it's Kevin Federline. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay, so. That song came out in 1998.
Yeah.
So she was 16.
Yeah.
I was 14. So okay. She's actually 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
So and you guys are perverts. I'm chasing the
Oh, hands. No. You could like her until, but now you can't because it's still, it's, she's 16.
I happen to know
video.
That the age of consent in Michigan is 16.
I happen to know that too.
Ish.
Because when I went to the police officer and said, hey, Brandon, am I going to jail? He was like, nah, man, you're good. Age of consent 16.
There you go.
I said, okay, cool.
So,
and then a month later, told my parents.
So there's no way I could get in trouble for saying anything.
Fair, just go nuts.
You're gonna get canceled.
Except that she's crazy now.
Yeah, with it. Yeah, I love it.
This is her now. Dude.
She's got like some. She's got some book coming out now. Like,
oh, she's insane.
Yeah, I love it.
That going back, trying to beat up on old poor Justin because he supposedly made her get an abortion. Bullshit.
There is nothing about that video that would stop me.
Timberlake.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now she's saying, oh, like, I was pregnant and he made me get an abortion.
Oh, I'd get an abortion for Timberlake.
Oh, my fucking God.
If I was pregnant by Timberlake, I wouldn't abort it. I'd be like, I want a perfect child.
Honestly, to get with Justin Timberlake, I would abort you right now. So, with Britney's knives.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Womanizer. I like that song. I don't know why.
Jeremy and his head just
makes
keeps
no
looking
sense
at Steve
that I would
going,
like that song.
I'm a slave for you.
Yeah.
With his no, I got snake. Toxic in my head now. I was like, no, that you're toxic. There's like a dude called Luxury, like with two X's or something on TikTok. I'm sure he's on YouTube and stuff too, but he'll break down songs and like play like isolated tracks and stuff like that. And he'll say like where somebody sampled something from this song to be this. And like, so a lot of cool music knowledge, and they broke down Toxic by Britney Spears and like where they got all the music and how they changed it and made it into the song. It's so stupid, but it's interesting.
A Static Lullaby does a great cover of that song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
I know you don't.
Oh. Maybe I could find out in a couple weeks.
Because you're too busy listening to shit that came out in 82.
84. So. Get it right. Nothing wrong with some old shit there, Pete.
It's kind of like cartoony, that song.
But it came out. I was like, what?
That's my favorite part. I love that.
Can't you see?
Is this got like a real like violin-y or something going on there? I don't know what's going on.
It was
I'm not a music guy.
From like Bollywood movies. They took like a soundtrack and altered it. And, yeah.
I don't know.
There you go. Now you some useless knowledge.
Remember when she got out of that limousine and you could see her snatch? That's my favorite.
No. Movie. I didn't save that picture.
No idea what you're talking about.
No.
I'll never forget that.
Could be worse. I mean, it could have been an un-nice one. You know what I mean? I'm like, what do you have to be embarrassed of?
Angry beaver.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Grumpy. Seemed to be well taken care of.
Nice.
Hey, Curtis, this is a toy podcast. They made action figures of Britney Spears, so relevant.
Okay.
Okay, well. Not welcome to our toy podcast. You're not part of this, Curtis. Just because you've managed to infiltrate every other podcast, there's no we.
He does fund it.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah, he funds.
No, he doesn't because you can't figure out how to get the money.
He's our benefactor.
Eventually, he might fund it.
So there's a random pile of money somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Who said that?
That's 98% funded by Ackerman.
Oh, Curtis, I'm going to warm your peg.
I like that.
Well, I think it's time we delve into some toy news then.
Why not? What'd you bring?
That would be thanks, UBS.
I brought you. It was right, my idea.
I don't know if there's some important shit, but I can show you what I found.
Okay. That's all we ask.
Thanks.
Oh, you're toxic and I'm slipping under.
Wee woo wee woo. Wee woo wee woo.
Look at this.
What is that?
Pennywise.
We ain't seen much from old Pennywise in a little while.
That's so like NECA 5
went,
years ago, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, Georgie.
Yeah, well, NECA went pretty crazy with some stuff. I believe Laura has every single one. This is, I believe, was it McFarlane? I think
you
so.
You brought that it. For, you don't get to
there,
ask us.
There we go.
Yep.
Warner Brothers 100 Pennywise 6-inch limited edition figure by McFarlane Toys. $26 pre-order, comes out in November.
Is that a figure or a statue?
It looks like a statue. That picture that you see is what it is. I found this on the shitter 5 minutes before I left today. I just went, hey, that's pretty neat. It's Halloween time, and
well,
here
you
go. You
would have left 5 minutes sooner. You still would have been late.
Yeah, I would have. But I did make it in the house before you.
Doesn't look like it has any articulation.
I was doing
points.
A live video bitching about how you guys are always late.
Yes, he comes with his little backdrop. It's like a Movie Maniacs type of dealy thingy looking thing. Thingy
it's not
deal.
Like that. It is that. It actually says it on the package.
There you go. Maniacs. It's like, but it is like it too.
That's what McFarlane should do. Statues.
It looks great. I think.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Nope.
I didn't say
anything. $26. Looks fucking sweet. Fit right in with all of your other
should have been out
Pennywise
before Halloween.
Stuff.
I can say that.
Right? Well, true, but
November.
Yeah.
So.
Lame.
Lame. Not getting it now. Fuck you. Here you go, G.I. Joe 1/12 Collective Duke Deluxe Edition by Mezco Toys. $112. Nice. Comes out July of next year, so the pre-order's up on Big Bad Toy Store.
Like it.
Yeah, do you like this guy?
I do like this guy. Looks like Duke. Well,
sure
I mean,
does.
We gotten Dukes before that don't look like Duke, and this one does. So
hey,
I like.
Is he saluting in front of an explosion? Because oh. That's what that looks like.
No, yeah. No, he's saying, "Follow me, guys."
Oh, okay.
No, he's not. He's getting ready to karate chop a motherfucker.
I'm gonna karate chop Hi-ya! This bullet.
Should have came out before war.
Is that a suppressor? Those are illegal. Oh.
Now for Duke, Duke's got like all the.
He's
know,
in G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Hey, you know what Clarence. We should do, guys? Let's mute Captain America's outfit, put a different head on it. We'll call it Duke. Sweet.
Duke doesn't have any special powers.
Seems to have a lot of different facial expressions.
It's a good looking Duke. I like
his hair looks a little weird.
Does it? I can't see. For me,
I see something in that, my binoculars.
What's up with that elbow right there?
That elbow's dog shit.
Yeah. Looks like he's... Ugh.
It looks like a vagina.
Yeah.
That's bad posing.
A vagelbo.
That's bad posing. That's the hinge joint, isn't it?
Yeah, but it looks like a vagelbo.
A vagelbo?
Ew.
I'm going to text my wife. I'm coming home and I'm going to fuck the shit out of her vagelbo. And then I'm going to fuck her in her vanina. His sleeve should be... Wait.
It looks better there. What the heck?
I don't know. Maybe
it looks different.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. What are they doing there?
I don't know. What's going on?
Fold your sleeves down, you fucking asshole. It should be like mid-forearm is where his sleeve should go.
And isn't he army? Like, why is he in front of a naval ship?
Because...
This thing sucks.
No.
The army guy with the naval ship and the Air Force flying over top of him. If you look out there in the back, there's a Coast Guard boat. Like,
G.I. Joe,
fuck this
over
up?
Land, sea, and air. Get with it, guys.
I agree with Cody. This should have come out before war.
Besides, who's gonna give him a ride? They need the Navy. Just like Jack Nicholson says in A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
Every time we need to go to war, you always give us a ride.
That's so you can't handle the truth, huh? Right?
I think the Navy has the best fighter pilots.
According to Top Gun, yes.
There you go.
Naval aviator. That's right, I'm a naval aviator.
Look at that face.
Yeah, a naviator.
Look at that. Hey, guys, did you see my vagelbo?
That's the face that an absolute arrogant pompous ass makes when a guy's like, I know you've been fucking my wife.
In her vagelbo. Fuck. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he looks pretty good.
He's like Iceman.
That'd be weird if a vagina was in
you
the
guys
elbow.
You guys are dangerous.
It would. Or the armpit.
Don't put your vagina on the table. Get it?
Get your vagina off the table.
No vagina. Where are your manners?
No vaginas on the table.
You're slapping all over the place.
I've got three forks. Why do I have three forks?
Leaving snail trails.
Yeah. I have to put... That'd be weird. And would you just have
can
water?
Can you imagine waving at somebody like you see your friend at the mall, you're like, hey, you start your period mid-wave.
Oh,
you
God.
Like blood all over the place.
Would you only have one or would both elbows have a
every other month, even to odds.
One seals up the other.
Your fallopian tubes go all the way up through your shoulder. We understand anatomy.
Holy
so fucking stupid.
Oh.
Anyway, buy that G.I. Joe figure.
Hold on, everybody. I just want to go down on Mike. All right, that's enough.
Nope, that was too far.
That's enough vagina.
That's where
talk.
It was. Do you like all the accessories and whatnot? Look, he's got a blankie.
Yeah. I like this. I can't wait.
His elbows.
And he's got a mud puddle.
It looks like a turd.
What is that?
It's a mud puddle.
Oh, so like a splash for his foot?
I assume it clips around your boot or something.
Yes, yeah. Like he's stomping a mud hole.
Is he using stomping a mud hole, walking dry.
Stomping a mud hole. Ew.
You could actually put another figure down, put that mud hole on his ass, and have Duke stomping a mud hole in another figure's ass.
In his ass.
I mean, that's a great accessory to have.
If somebody doesn't do that and they own that figure, you don't deserve to own that
figure.
I'm
going to do that.
Okay, thank you.
We might even do pictures soon. I might even use that effect with my Stone Cold Steve Austin figure and have Stone Cold Steve Austin stomping a mud hole in your ass.
Making your ass splash. Goodness. All right. Next on the list, we have some Street Humans by SP Figures. I believe this is still in Kickstarter mode right now, but you can pre-order on Big Bad Toy Store. This guy that we're seeing right now is Eon. And then there's like some other guy too. I think there's only two guys, at least according to Big Bad Toy Story. Yeah, this guy is Ilago, 1/12 scale. Look, they're street humans.
What the hell is this?
I don't know, but look at that guy's ghetto flash pants. Like, where the fuck is he?
Ghetto flash? Those are sweet.
Look,
they look like
package.
Yeah. They look like he's got bubble gum all over his legs. It's fucking cool. Obviously, he's got a wife.
I have to covertly move through dance clubs a lot.
so this.
So that's a Negan bat.
Yeah, Negan bat. Yep.
What is this from?
This is a new Kickstarter. I believe that SP is Shardimus Prime, so I believe these are his figures that are on Kickstarter right now.
Oh, man.
So they aren't okay. Just humans, though. If you keep going through the pictures, they actually have, boom, alternate forms.
I think Shardimus shit the bread on this one.
Can we...
okay.
Okay.
Elaborate.
So street sharks? Okay, it makes sense because you're putting sharks on the street. Like, if you did, like, aqua humans? Okay. But that's where humans belong.
Street humans are people.
Right.
That's right. What I kind of felt like the name. Like, I'm not.
Check out my new figure line, Society.
Land humans.
Yeah, land humans. Like, oh, well, that's kind of what they are. So,
Wave 2 is going to be road humans. Wave 5 is boulevard humans. They've got grass in humans. Between the lanes.
But they do change. So I don't know the story, so I don't know where the name comes from. But upon first read, it does feel kind of like it's...
They don't look terrible, though.
No, I mean, they don't look bad.
They don't look terrible.
I like the monster forms, obviously.
At some point, they'll have ocean fish, too.
ocean fish. That was dumb as
fuck. Yeah, that was not
what do you
great,
mean?
The other one I thought was cool. I love the little the vampire look. But this one, yeah, it looks kind of like...
That looks like the 90s version of Beauty and the Beast.
There you go. Oh, yeah, with Ron Perlman.
Yes.
And Linda... Hamilton. Yeah.
My mom loved that show.
Oh, by the way, it's Street Humans TM.
TM?
Spent the money to trademark that shit.
Oh, okay.
Spent the money to trademark Street Humans. 1/12 scale, fully articulated action figures with alien/civilian designs.
There you go.
Civilian head with alien...
36,000 of 120... is backed so far with 13 days to go.
Okay.
So let's, Ilago, Eon. Wait, hold on a second. Ilago, Montico, baby. Why don't we go to a different Kickstarter? So there's, let's see. I'm trying to get a good bio read. Oh, and it's already been extended.
Oh, okay.
The Kickstarter has?
It has.
To me, it just doesn't, they don't, feel very interesting. I mean, there's just a head change.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like the head belongs on it.
Right. Yeah, they contrast like a lot. Like, if there was like a change in the body as well, yeah. Maybe not the legs, but at least like the arm, the torso.
They have a waist swapping feature.
Okay, all right.
So if you want your white guy to have camo pants, you can do that. So.
Oh, okay. So they just swap with each other.
Yeah. Making the buck body. 30 points of articulation, interchangeable arms, as well as interchangeable torsos.
Okay.
The combination of a diaphragm joint with a lower ab crunch made the most sense for working with vagina elbows.
The gelbos.
Pinless technology.
Dude, we need to patent that shit. I want to make action figures.
Yeah, they fit right in with
gelbos.
There's Legends, G.I. Joes.
That would be more creative. Like, somebody would be like, hey... Vagina elbows.
Yeah. Nobody's ever done those yet.
The story.
We've never seen vagina elbows before.
Oh, we have a story?
It says the story. What's a street humans?
Huh?
Oh, that's plural.
What are street humans or what is a street human? Not what's a street humans.
Maybe they're trying to be
catchy. It's not plural. Maybe that's just the name. I am a street humans.
There is
maybe
nothing.
They didn't proofread that before they posted.
And then
it.
Multiple would be street humanses.
Right. Watch the 2-minute animated short below. These are not only action figures. We also
shit.
Have a
is
story
that what
to go
is
with
that. What you
that.
Oh, now that looks cool.
Okay.
That hailing had a from planet Yuduba.
Sorry, one second.
Eon right. leads a battalion to take over planet Earth as the new location for the Uduban civilization. Ilago, heir to the throne of his home planet. Arrives with his battalion to stop him and bring Eon back to Udon.
I love this animation here. I think those guys look cool.
They do.
Here they come. They're badass. There's a guy with a jersey. There's
if
a guy
you
want to
be in our group, you've got two options. You've got Mohawk. You've got no Mohawk.
So this is like aliens are living among us in disguise?
Yeah.
And
aliens livings amongst us.
Aliens is...
Okay, I like it a little better.
Uh-huh. But this helps.
Yes, this helps.
Full disclosure, I never disliked it. Because as soon as I say that, then somebody's going to call Shardimus Prime, and we're going to have a whole other problem.
Have you heard this? And
that guy looks cool.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
but
that head looks cooler than the one that's on the figure.
Well, so does that.
Right.
That one's pretty... That looks better.
Yeah, the animated feature there. I dig that, but look... I want to see their bodies change, I guess. So when they have normal arms and shit.
Pete's head's
see, like that right there, like
that someday, and he's gonna be an alien underneath. Yeah.
Probably.
Like, what's that? Like, that looks sweet.
Mm-hmm. But his body's completely different.
Completely different. He's got. It looks. I don't know if that's armor on his shoulders, but he's got. It's definitely.
I would say
got an alien type body there.
I don't know. I don't know if it has merit to be a standalone toy line, but. There are a lot of people that would find a place for those on their shelves as Joker thugs or various other, army building, if you will.
Yeah.
Cody? You just had a big reaction.
Oh, man. Well, he's got a Brian Urlacher jersey?
This looks way better than what those pictures. I'm so confused.
So this is concept art, I'm assuming, or at least the selling
those
art.
Are digital renders of some sort?
That maybe. Mohawk head is rad.
Yeah, so there's three different heads or four different heads when you include the alien one.
And the top one is always one of those Latino gangbangers from every Latino gangbanger movie.
Yeah,
those
knuckles stink.
You ever get your shit pushed in?
What's that? Short circuit.
Oh yeah, Los Locos kick your ass.
Kick your ass.
Los Locos kick your face. Los Locos kick your balls into outer space.
All right.
Like Hector from Fast and Furious? You know, they call me Hector. I got a last name too, but I can't pronounce it. One of my favorite lines.
We got a couple others that I didn't, that they don't aren't on pre-sale, I don't think. Anyway, at least they didn't find them on Big Bad Toy Store. Okay, so these might have been different. I don't know, that head's cool too. It looks like they made some Asian
dudes.
There's some
new things going on here. I'm just confused.
Yeah, I think
I'm a little confused.
The digger we deep, the more we find out.
The digger we deep?
Yeah.
Digger we deep.
Okay. And then what's that guy right there? That's
a cool alien head.
Yeah, he kind of... Yeah.
That's neat.
It's neat looking. I don't like the bodies staying human, I guess. I guess that's where I don't like
swappable alien hands, maybe.
At least
that would help.
It just looks like you pulled a head from another figure.
Right. Yeah, it looks like a custom.
Yeah, pop and swap custom or something.
I hate pop and swap figures.
Yeah, that's kind of everything now. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it just needs a little bit more.
Interesting.
Yeah, I figured they'd be... Interesting topic, indie toys. We do love some indie toys.
We do love indie toys. I love to support indie toys.
For sure.
But
I think it just needs to be a little bit more interesting for me, personally. I mean, somebody else might love that stuff.
Now, do you support these, Steve?
Hey, man, what's your favorite line to collect? Random human guys.
Stop it.
I specifically like the Hispanic lines.
These are, yes. Yeah. So Premium DNA has a pre-order right now for their second... Oh, no. This would be their first wave of Garbage Pail Kids on their own.
These are fun.
Yeah.
I forgot this guy's name already.
Tattoo Face.
Sorry.
Tattoo Lou
for $48.99 right now on Big Bad Toy Store. Yeah,
this is 100% on me. I'm in. I mean, it's not office supply figures, but it's pretty great.
See, you and me got some crossover. Thing is, though, so Tattoo Lou, I don't really care about that Garbage Pail Kid and I don't really care about Mean Gene. Mean and I don't. Gene. So the, there's four of them.
You
I don't
need to pick some ones that like these. Ones like for me, yeah, I don't remember these.
Right. I want like the more popular ones to start off. Like give me
Warren.
Bazooka Joe, like or whatever is Joe Blow. Like immediately, give me him. You know, like the main.
But we also want the ones that had your name.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like that was always your favorite. Like yeah. You know.
They come with tons of
like
accessories.
Like Pervert Steve. Like everybody wanted one, you know?
Come on. They haven't given me one yet.
Now here, well, you Matt got, Nerd, you got, I mean, he was in the movie, so he was sort of more popular.
One of the most cool favorite ones, though, was Dyke Mike. It was a softball player.
Yeah.
No?
Okay. Like if Roy Bott was in series one here, I instantly would have bought him. So I'm pretty much
those
in on
cool,
a lot of these premium DNA figures, Mad Balls especially. But I am getting the Mad Balls versus Garbage Pail Kids. At some point, they will show up. And
they got to give me some Garbage Pail Kids I know, but for me to even consider.
We're here, Nasty Nick. Nick.
Nasty Nate.
Nasty Nate.
Which cocktail.
Nasty Nick. And they all look fantastic. They look just like the Garbage Pail Kids. But yeah, these first four really don't do much for me because I don't have like an attachment to the characters.
Makes you wonder of all the Garbage Pail Kids, why these four?
Right.
You know what I mean? Ray Gunn. Come on.
Yeah.
You guys
or bruised, is it bruised, something, Mugged Marcus.
Right. There's one on a skateboard that I always loved and I can't remember the name of it.
There was Greaser Greg.
Yeah,
yes, I don't know if he was the one
Greg.
On the skateboard or not, but I know he... But think about the ones that were in the movies. Like, those were... If you watched the movie, that is. I say
movies.
You guys
realize, though, you guys, the ones you keep talking about either have a sexual overtone or a violent one, right?
It was the 80s, man.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is the ones violence. That you guys want, maybe that's not what the toy makers wanted. They didn't want to do Joe Blow with a, you know, with a bazooka, and they didn't want to do... What was the one you just said?
No, Joe Bot Blow's head is exploding.
Ray Gun?
He was based on Gun bazooka.
But he looked at Reagan.
What?
The President Reagan.
But it's gun. There's gun in his name is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he did have a ray gun, didn't he?
So there's a picture from the movie. If you haven't seen the Garbage Pail Kids movie, get really fucked up and turn that bitch on. It's a fantastic hour and a half of your time.
I loved it when
or
I was a kid.
Or a waste of your time, but either or, it's entertaining nonetheless.
Not seen that one
animated, I'm assuming?
No.
No, it's
live action.
And it's creepy as shit.
They had little people in the look, Mike. Right there. There's Messy Tessie. She was the snotty girl. So she had snot
fucking
all over
gross.
The whole movie. And then there was, I forget the guy, the puking guy. Oh, no, that was... No,
Luke
that's
Puke.
Messy Tessie. That's her. She barfs. I don't know. Whatever. One of them pukes. One of them's got snot. There's the guy that farts. Wendy Winston. Matt Nerd made it into the movie. Alligator made it into the movie. Yeah, there you go.
Adam Bomb. Wasn't that his head was exploding?
Adam Bomb, yep.
Is that him?
Yeah,
right,
that's
there?
Joe Blow slash Adam Bomb.
Oh,
they
okay.
had aliases.
It was like one of the first ones that came out.
Yeah. Yeah, Bomb. And he's the one like that was on all the covers and stuff like that. So Brad Apple. God, Garbage Pail Kids were amazing. There you go. Leaky Lindsay. The 80s was a wonderful time.
Frankie.
So good.
Love
so
it.
Yeah, they're the figures look amazing. But yeah, they don't have the Crater Chris tons of zits on them and shit.
Do they have vagina elbows?
Vagelbo Valerie.
I assume they're 6-inch figures. Or?
Yeah. Yep. They're big chunky monkeys,
fucking
man.
Mike,
they
Mike
are.
With the real questions about the toys, trying to keep us grounded.
And they swap too, so you can like swap parts, you know, because that's what everything does now. So,
yeah, because just in case you want your white guy to have camo pants, because he's got to hide in the club too. You can't find him in the club with a bottle full of bub. He's got camo on.
Bottle full of bub.
Bubbly.
Oh,
that's the line, isn't it?
It is. I just never understood it.
Oh yeah.
Now we know.
I thought I like
no bottle full of bub like Bubba, like it's,
G.I. Joe.
They ground up Forrest Friend after he died and put him into a bottle.
Why'd I have to die, Forrest?
Here's something that we've been
everything about
wanting? Question mark? Exclamation point! For a long time, Turtles of Grayskull.
There's a lot of questions in that statement.
It's really, like, it's something that I've always wanted, but, like,
Is it?
But the execution, I don't know, is what I always wanted. There are some really cool ideas in this? Question mark? But, like, I'm not sure. It might be something that grows on me. I guess I just have more questions than answers. So we start off. This is Turtles of Grayskull. Obviously, Ninja Turtles, He-Man crossover. This is He-Man.
What?
This is He-Man. I will say in the pictures that I have with him, he is he's a bad guy. And apparently he's been hit with mutagen, and this is...
So is he a bird?
What we get.
What is that head?
No, it's his hair, but he's got like a headband. He's kind he's kind of spikery here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Messy Tessie just threw up.
Hey, it's the first one that doesn't look exactly the same.
Good point. So, I mean, they are doing something absolutely different here.
Who's making this shit?
Playmates or Mattel?
Mattel, I think.
Oh, Jesus. It's a big brand.
So it's Origins, basically.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah. So it's a purple He-Man with big blue veins that are showing. He looks translucent. He's got spiky.
He looks trans something.
Goodness. He's got spiky wristbands and a belt, and it basically looks like he could have taken his armor from a version of a more naked Spikor. And he has Spikor's weapon.
Well, so. If he took Spikor's armor, it would be a more naked version of Spikor, because his armor was stolen.
I don't know what that is.
Abysmal.
Is what it is. I love He-Man.
I don't know.
I like Turtles.
I like that they're doing something different, but I don't know. This is what I thought in my head it would be.
Cool. Let's look at them all.
Okay, let's look at them all.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, okay. At least I can look at that and know what they're doing.
It's kind of Krang.
That's Krang.
Yeah.
It's Krang.
It's Raphael with Krang in his belly.
With the mouth, it kind of reminds me of Whiplash. Like, look at his, I don't know what the emblem is on his chest. Because I can't really see
skull.
It's Asian for sucks. On my planet, it means hope. Well, here it means sucks.
God damn it.
He's got a dick chain.
He does have a dick chain. Yeah. So there's a Krang in the belly of this guy. I don't know. There we have Leonardo. Just Leonardo. He's just got some armor and some furry boots-ish. And
this crossover.
Two halves of a sword that go together to form one.
Backward.
This crossover is as disappointing as if they announced a mask crossover and I got a car, but the figures all had distorted, disgusting faces.
You love this. Don't lie. We have Donatello at arms. So it's basically just Donatello with man at arms, purple armor.
I just want to know, why wouldn't you make it Michelangelo and then make the armor orange closer to man at arms and make it kind of work?
Because like, why would just probably because they want to change it up enough to make it new? I don't know.
I still wouldn't like it.
There's nothing okay here.
You don't like that?
No.
You don't like that look?
That's stupid.
I don't like any of these. I don't. Okay. I hope they sell. I hope people like them. They're doing nothing for me. I will not. So far, there's not one of these I'll buy.
Oh, so then, but we've got a man at arms. Man at arms.
Yeah, this is essentially just man at arms, but it has some extra, like a turtle shield.
Great.
And like.
It looks like a turtle.
Hey, Phil! Phil, we need one more figure. What do you want to do? I just give man at arms a turtle shield. Cool, thanks.
And turtle. He's got turtle knee pads.
Yeah. Fucking stupid.
And look, there's a turtle design, a shell design on the top of his mace. And he
Who's
has
doing this, Mattel?
Yeah, and he has.
I'm gonna tell you what I think.
I'm gonna tell you.
Fuck.
The designs that Freddie Williams, that artist, his concept designs for this shit were way fucking bad.
Okay, so this is
now this is like Trap Jaw
with a mouser hand,
and like a mouser helmet, and
it looks
like
the
legs.
Mouser's fucking
mouser
hand.
Legs on the sides.
This one I really like. For whatever reason, this just appeals to me. Maybe it's because it's like the bright white colors on Trap Jaw's body. But whatever it is, I really like Mousers too. So I don't know. I dig this one.
This right here is the best so far.
Yeah.
Right? But that's like winning the gold medal at the Special Olympics.
God damn it.
Jeez.
God damn it.
That's brutal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need sensitivity training.
Here's the shitty figure in a package.
Art looks wonderful.
Art looks colorful.
I don't think that Leonardo, he doesn't look bad. I don't know that that's what I would have asked for. I don't know. In my head, I always envisioned something else.
Anything else?
I don't know what I envisioned, I guess.
Yeah, but in my head, I would think that you guys would think that, like, oh, I love both of these things.
No, I do, and maybe that's why I'm so critical of it.
You know what? I love
them, and I have my own vision of what I think it would be. So then when it comes out and they give us their vision, it's like
I absolutely love barbecue sauce, but I'm not putting it on a vagina.
Would you put it on a vagelbo?
Yeah, it's like I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I love ham sandwiches, but I don't like peanut butter and mayonnaise.
And sandwiches. Ham and jelly.
I think it looks better here.
Yeah. I love mint chocolate chip ice cream, but I'm not going to put it in my macaroni and cheese.
Well, you haven't lived life. I don't know. I kind of dig the He-Man design.
They should have made a story of why.
Well, there is.
Okay, so they should have made a different story.
They should have made a good story.
Yeah, that just proves he bitches about anything.
Where there's a reason that the turtles are in Eternia, and the turtles get Eternian tech.
That first picture off, looks cool.
It does.
Yeah. Doesn't look anything like the figure.
I think that's just it. Like, the execution of the figures could be a little bit better.
But therein lies the problem, is the turtles should not have gone to Eternia. He-Man should have gone to New York City. That would have made this better.
We've already done that. It was called the 87 movie. Out of
curiosity. It says, like, there was some sort of explosion in the Technodrome or something, and it sent the turtles to Eternia.
Because the turtles are always on the Technodrome.
They were probably fighting.
They were.
Let me just show you. Look at that picture in the background, though. Is that not a fucking slime pit with Shredder's face on it?
It is a slime pit.
That's fucking badass. That's all I'm saying. Give me a goddamn slime Shredder pit, whatever.
It's not. It doesn't represent the figures at all.
Art looks wonderful.
Shredder.
I can see this happening. They're like, Donatello, quick, put on some of my armor. I want to spray paint it fucking purple. Can you put some... You put some fucking turtle shells on it.
I love how you're trying so hard to make this okay.
I think it's okay.
You sound like Steve trying to rationalize a movie with sexual assault. There's nothing you're going to say that makes this okay.
Now, look at that.
It was okay.
Shredder looks... I think Shredder looks badass there. I think Shredder works in the He-Man world.
I'll buy a poster, but I'm not buying the figures.
The art really does make it look decent.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
you got to have an imagination, folks.
I think it's badass.
Look at that.
No, you've got to be stoned.
Cody's going to buy his first action figures.
I think that Krang fucking Whiplash or whatever the hell it's supposed to be looks cool.
It's interesting. I don't like the bright fluorescent pink on the boots and stuff in the real figure, though. That's much more muted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a big photo of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That fucking Shredder slime pit looks awesome. So Shredder's, like, using mutagen on shit. And I don't know what the hell that guy was. Who's that?
Okay, so I just watched.
Is that Beast Man?
It's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, look at the arm. It's like kind of furry and shit. That's Beast Man.
I just watched.
And a kabuki mask.
Yeah.
The first 5 episodes of the original cartoon.
Why?
From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, I did too.
They were
just
on
like the last week.
They were on some channel on my phone, and I was painting, and I'm like, boom, and it's like the origin story of the Turtles. So why not have like He-Man? Because Hamato Yoshi turned into the rat because that was the last thing he was with when he touched the mutagen, right? So if you put He-Man in the mutagen thing, he's going to turn into Battle Cat.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Right? Skeletor's going to turn into Panthor, maybe.
Or we could just not cross them over and let them be what they're going to be on their own. So...
I don't hate it. That's all I'm saying. I don't hate it.
You should. That's the problem.
What like most people think about it. What were the comments saying?
I think it's majority are kind of upset.
Yeah, but they're always the loudest.
Right. But there are people, you know, sprinkled throughout who are like, this is badass. I love these. I think Pixel Dan started off very confused, but then is warming up to the idea. I know.
Oh, I mean, I guess if Pixel Dan's down,
Pixel Dan's
down too,
the leader
right?
of toys, okay? So
he's the leader of toys.
You guys are the Garbage Pail Kids of toys.
That's accurate.
It sounds like you should be fair. On the Polar Express or something.
It's definitely accurate.
That is fair. I forget. Yeah, I had the story for...
No.
So bad.
No, you don't care. Don't need it. You don't care.
No.
So.
What is this?
Black and white zombie figures.
What is yeah. Have Dawn you of the have Dead, you ever seen of Night Dead? Of the Living Dead?
Night of the Living Dead.
The original from whatever 60s or whatever hell it was. Black and white. No. Great movie. It's really like
for 1960. Kinda, you're absolutely right.
What are these
right.
like reaction toys?
No, these are actually from Zolo World. They're doing a 3.75 retro reverse, like toy.
Retro
line.
Is reverse. What does retro reverse even mean?
I'm not sure.
We're gonna go retro, but we're gonna reverse it to now. So we're just gonna make figures current. Just call them current. Why do they got to be retro reverse?
He's got a point. If you're reversing retro, you're going in the forward.
What the fuck?
Whoa. You're going in the future.
Whoa, man.
Well, I'm sorry, Zolo. It's going to be a no-lo for me.
Oh, low.
I'm not going to waste my money on this because YOLO. YOLO.
I got it.
Oh.
That was you grumpy.
You don't have it anymore.
That was grumpy. That
sounded drippy.
Retro reverse.
Yeah, so it's their officially licensed Night of the Living Dead action figures. They are 3.75 inches. They're going to have a retro reverse interchangeable system. So, sounds like these will not be the first.
Well,
or
good.
The last.
Because
or they might be the first.
Now, if you want your gray pants guy to have gray pants, you can switch them around.
Interesting.
This, I don't know. If you're a fan of like zombie movies and stuff, you kind of got to watch.
Oh, it's old school, and the figures are fun.
And 5 points articulation, it looks like.
I think they're fun.
But that's
make a great Halloween decoration on the mantle. I get it.
Yep.
So. Just retro reverse bugs me.
I hope it comes with that background there too. So this is something that I don't know. I might need that.
Really?
Yeah, I might. I don't know. I'm torn. I like some old zombie right, movies, but
wow.
Legion's gotta be lying naked on the floor. Sorry, long day.
You know that was a cover?
I did. Yeah. Hands Like Houses does a great cover band out of Australia. When they did the video, they did it pop-up video style, just like Natalie Imbruglia did. It's pretty good. Neck Deep also does a great cover of it.
Neck Deep?
Yep.
I want to get Neck Deep.
What is
you?
That Monster Force thing? That thing looks cool.
What is that? Halloween Boy?
Yeah, he's orange. I like it.
That's all it takes. He's orange. I fucking need that guy.
Halloween Boy from Monster
He's
Force.
The demon who lives. He's no freaking Donatello at arms, but...
That's BBTS's own line there, right? I think so, if I remember right.
That's it's Grid...
It's exclusive.
Gridiron, it's exclusive, but we saw some of the prototypes and shit for these at PowerCon. Interesting.
I don't know. It's a cool scheme there. I like the. I mean, it's just black and orange, which is just kind of cool.
Yeah, it looks like the assortment of weapons and a suppressed AR-15 and a sword.
Yeah.
Is that the only head we get? Because that's kind of boring.
You think the head's boring?
Yeah.
It's kind of baddie.
Yeah, but not fully baddie.
Looks like just a Punisher skull at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of boring for me. I like the, I like the name.
Halloween Boy?
Yeah.
We'll call him Halloween Boy and we'll paint him orange.
Yep. And you will love it.
I think it's a wrap.
Think it's a wrap on the new toys, huh? Okay.
Any of these?
I don't know. Maybe. Mike? No?
I just saw that for the first time a couple days ago.
What is that?
It's Joker from, I can't remember the comic book.
Gold Label, McFarlane Toys, store exclusive, the Deadly Duo, the Joker.
Interesting.
So that's I'm probably going to buy it.
How are his elbows?
For no other reason, there aren't a bunch of Jokers. I mean, there's Batman.
Yeah.
Everything, which, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. There aren't a whole lot of Jokers.
What is that mask?
Yeah. What is that mask?
It's...
I ain't even fucking know, man.
Looks like a Gimp mask.
It does.
It's like a mix between Joker and the... Who's the first villain in the first movie? Crow or whatever.
Oh, Scarecrow?
Yeah.
Or even, who was... Wasn't the Black Mask?
What is that thing called, Cody?
What?
That figure?
The Deadly Duo, the Joker.
The Deadly Duo.
Yeah, I'm probably going to buy it.
Oh, it's only $30.
Yeah.
It looks like a good Joker, like, mm-hmm. with the mask. I don't know. I don't understand the mask. Maybe there's a...
I'm sure there's a storyline.
Yes,
don't know what it is.
Probably something it's from.
Mm-hmm.
Probably has some good toe articulation.
Batman and the Joker, the Deadly Duo,
is a thigh swivel
book, apparently. Joker will go to any lengths to get Harley Quinn back after she's abducted by a strange culprit.
Did we miss any other toys from last week?
Don't know, man.
I'm sure we did. There had to be more toys from last week.
Yeah, all we talked about was He-Man shit.
I don't think we talked about the new reinforcements wave from Four Horsemen.
Oh, yeah. No, we did not talk about those.
And Conan.
That's shipping soon, isn't it?
People are already getting it.
Are they?
Yeah. I've seen pictures of people opening up their stuff, but... we could glance. We could talk over that real quick. Why don't you... Can you go to Source Horseman? Or... Maybe store horseman would be better. I don't know. See if you can find this.
What are we looking for?
It is a Gimp mask. It's just leather with... It's just latex with zippers.
Right there.
That's hot. Reinforcements 2?
Yes. Reinforcements 2, buddy. There. We got pictures of those figures? If you scroll around, or is that just the main picture you get there?
See the review...
What am I?
Review reveal? I don't know. Next to the.
That's a video.
That's a video. We don't want that. But basically, what they've done here, I'll talk about.
You better be.
The horseman kind of dropped on us. Reinforcements 2. It's a army builder wave that's coming out, has come out. Originally released in limited supply as a all in only. Thing so you could only do the you could order all ins, one of each figure. Will be available later date where you can buy as you know, you can buy multiples or however you want to buy them. I believe they're also going to be available at Legion's Con, which is pretty cool. So
it says shipping already completed for them. So
damn,
yeah, you didn't see the 97 posts that people
no, I don't, I avoid that shit like crazy.
I need
mm-hmm. to. I see a lot of posts on there on the Cabal, but I don't like actively go to the page and search every single post on there.
I did. It didn't go well.
Most posts I can skip by after about the first four words.
There you go.
And then some I can't. I have to comment on.
But they definitely gave us some figures that have been. Very difficult to get a hold of stuff that reaches all the way back to original Kickstarter, Gold Knight.
Yeah, not a single one of these did anything for me.
Well, no, they probably
Shadow
wouldn't.
Work.
There we go. Now we got them. So yeah. Yeah, like Gold Knight 2, man. That one is one that fetches high dollar. But I like it because they didn't just re-release the same thing. They changed it up a little bit. Pretty cool. It's a different kind of a gold. It's got more of a, I don't know, a weathered antique kind of look to it or something. And a blue plume and a different head option. So it's kind of like they're giving you, like, they're reinforcements. If you want to army build these guys up, this is your chance to get them at, you know, army builder prices. And they're great for custom fodder. So for guys who want to do some painting, liven stuff up, they're great. If you just want an army of something, Cavern Dwarf 2, one of the, you know,
greatest figures ever.
Sure.
I absolutely love that figure. Mm-hmm.
Different head again. That head, I believe, comes off in the Deluxe Legion Builders Dwarf. And then they give you the original head there, too. So, great figure. Just a cool thing. I'm really excited about this one. I love the Cyclops head in green, which was on Archimedes, and it was blue. Really cool. Great for customizers. So I'm pretty excited about this. This is fun. I was camping the week that this went up for sale with no service. And so I passed. I had to pass. Didn't really have a choice. I'm planning on grabbing some of these at LegionsCon, especially the one that's up right now, which is a Shadow Orc, which is a highly sought-after figure that was in the early waves. But new armor options here. Really cool. The Silverhorn Sentry has been one that people have been after for quite a bit of time. And just, you know, he's been a contender in the All-Stars voting every time, but he never quite seems to make it. Here he is. Here's your chance for all you Silverhorn Sentry fans out there. It's a great figure.
Jeremy, Pete, anything?
Oh, they're great. I mean, I like them all. I didn't do an all-in because I don't need all of them. The Shadow Orc was my favorite. The dwarf right behind him. I think the ogre head's cool. I agree with Steve. It's kind of, I didn't, until he pointed it out, I didn't even notice that from the other pictures that was a Cyclops head. Hmm. So,
but. Templar Relic Guard. It's like a backwards flip negative color scheme here, which I think is really fun. I mean, I'm a Templar guy. We've got Dark Templars now. We've got our regular Templars, and now we've got these guys. And it's just.
Did you use that helmet?
I have used that helmet. Yeah, the helmet. It comes from the Red Shield Soldier, the Frog helmet, the jousting helmet. Great value. You get a lot of pieces there. You get a lot of fun stuff. Two heads. And then this might be my favorite. And I'm not that big of a vampire guy, but I really love the looks of this vampire phalanx. I think it's pretty wicked. I'm kind of... You know, this one doesn't do anything for you, Jeremy?
Not really.
Does it have to be a skeleton?
No, it has to be absolute horse shit crossover bullcrap.
I have vampires in my collection. They
more
just
stuff from the dollar store.
This just doesn't really do a lot for me.
Even with the helmet? The head?
I mean, it all looks great. Looks fantastic, but it's just not my thing.
Lame. I like it. Some of these shots from Trevor Williams are...
Figures look great.
Mm-hmm.
Shots are great.
Badass.
All that stuff. But yeah, I'm a cherry picker, and yeah, these guys aren't doing it for me.
Well, I'm going to cherry pick the shit out of every single one of them here soon.
Well, especially, so. I mean, as a customizer, duh. You know what I mean? Like, I totally get it for you guys that can actually do shit. And you too, I don't get you. But, I mean, mine, like, they'd have different heads and different weapons.
That's the extent of what I can customize. So.
So yeah, pretty excited about this. That's all I got for this. Where is that? Is that for toy news?
Yeah, I think that's a wrap.
I'm assuming we have no toy drama, or do we?
I've read some stuff, but I didn't take shots because it was fucking annoying. So
me getting my comments turned off on my post, and then somebody in our support group screenshotting a post that I made in our private group and sending it to Walter Hagen, I'd call that drama.
Oh, well, let's snap! Talk about it. So,
no, it's fine. I said what I said, and I don't fucking care. I basically called the admin a bunch of bloody vagina pussies. And somebody actually...
In the support group.
In our support group. So I know one thing. I know whoever did it probably picked you as their favorite host. yeah, so no, I actually got a private message from Walter, and it's just that screenshot. And I said, yeah, I posted that in our support group. I said that. And he never replied. So, yeah. I'm like, all right. I made a post in there wondering what was being said in other groups about the whiny bitches in the cabal. I didn't say whiny bitches because I keep it clean in there because they don't like swearing. And within minutes, the comments were turned off. No explanation, just turned off. And then, like I said, somebody in the so that I posted in our support group was like, fucking comments turned off already. This is bullshit. Fucking whiny ass bitches, pansy, bloody vagina, whatever's. So, and then one of our support group people screenshotted that and sent it to Walter.
All right, who is it? Who did it? We're live right now. I know you're watching.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I doubt they're watching.
Come clean. I need a post.
Or come dirty.
We're not stopping this show until we get somebody that admits.
What do you guys expect? There's almost 500 people in there now.
In the support group?
Yeah.
There's 500 people? Why do we have that many?
Well, and honestly, I don't care. I don't... Let's be honest. There's nothing private on social media.
Right.
I don't care if it's in a private group or not. I said what I said, and I'm not wrong. So, it doesn't
bother
me. But
it's still kind of douchey to just...
It's 100% douchey.
It's kind of like when you smoke a cigar and you tell your buddy's wife, hey, he smoked a cigar. It's like that level douchey.
Yeah, it's absolutely douchey. The other day doesn't change anything for me, but I'm like, why are you in the support group? Fucking leave if you don't like what I say.
Or do they just want some toy drama to listen to? So right, they're like, yeah. I'm going to stir some shit up.
Yeah, they haven't been talking about toy drama.
That's totally fine,
well.
Too, but...
I did it.
It was Cody. We know.
If you're going to do that, though,
has the culprit
call me out
clean?
Publicly. Post that screenshot in the cabal. Say, hey, I saw this in another group. What does everybody think?
That's douchey, too.
But at least it's ballsy douchey because you put your fucking name on it.
Now you post it in the support group where the comment was made, and you say, I don't agree with this if you don't agree with it. You don't go tell Dad.
At the end of the day, Walter's not my dad.
I'm just using it as a...
And the funny part is...
I'm not saying he is.
I guarantee you that Walter wasn't the one that turned the comments off.
Yeah, is he in the support group?
No, he's not.
Oh.
Ooh, Walter?
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
No, he's not. I checked.
Oh.
Walter, normally his... Walter has, like, posted up stuff and kept my drama going in the cabal. Elliot has deleted a post before, and then Walter has created a new post with what I said to keep the drama going. So they sent it to Walter, and Walter probably wasn't even the guy that turned the comments off. It was probably Elliot, if I had to bet. So I'm like, I don't know what you're trying to accomplish with this. You want me out of the cabal? Then message me and say, leave the cabal. I'll tell you to fuck off, but at least you would have been man enough to say, leave the cabal. You know? So
can't they just kick you out?
If they wanted, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't. They don't want me out of the cabal because they're terrified of what I would do on social media if I get out of the cabal.
I'm sure that's it. Yeah.
I'm sure they're concerned about how fucking rogue I would go.
He would throw a tantrum for 10 minutes and then forget about it.
Yep, that's what Amy Scott and Oliver said, too.
All right. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess there is a part of me that was kind of like, you wanted to be in here. Like, you answered questions specifically to be in here, and then you kind of go and do that. I kind of think you're a cunt. So, just kind of a cunty thing to
do. I don't know, but I see it as kind of a, like a little kid going, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, it's kind of cunty.
It is. I'm not saying it isn't.
It's maybe, it's at least douchey.
I just wonder what the intent. Did we get the culprit yet? Does he come on?
No.
He's not gonna.
Come on.
It's Mike. That's why he wanted to come on the show.
Dork Lair asked what my original post in the support group said. In the support group, I actually have a screenshot of it because Walter sent it to me. I can actually read it to him. It says, comments turned off already. What a bunch of fucking sissy-ass bloody vagina pansies. I'd like to say I'm over it and we'll let it go, but Oliver and Amy have determined that is a lie.
Oh, gosh, I saw that post.
Yeah, and I said, fucking cunts, am I right, mates? And I tagged John Caulfield because I wanted to make sure I said it right.
I saw that post now that you read it.
Yep, so...
Well, I guess it was Dave Bond.
Probably.
I don't know. Who is that? Is that you?
Yeah. Why did Pete have that picture of me up there?
Yeah, he had a young, I didn't have a picture. It was clean-shaven Jeremy.
Well, he put in your name and searched it, and it said by Pete McCarthy, and it was my senior picture of me in a suit and, or well, a
oh, nice that was shirt and tie. I posted that. Remember, I did that roast post all those probably a year or two ago. Probably just linked to that for whatever reason.
Gotcha. All right.
Yep.
So,
well, there's some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, exciting.
I still want the culprit. I want to know what he said.
We want to know.
I want to know what your intentions were. What did you think that was going to happen?
What did you want to happen?
Yeah, what did you want to happen?
Do you hate Pete that much?
Do you hate Pete? Did you vote for me? Or were you like...
Inquiring minds.
Are you really a fan of this show?
Or were you like, love Pete, and you're like, Pete would have tattled, so I'm going to be like Pete.
Pete would not have dedicated enough time to do that. Like, I wouldn't have taken the time to screenshot that and be like, look what somebody else said about you guys in another post. Like, and the funny part is that was the entire intention of my post on the Cabal. The post that got the comments turned off was literally me saying, hey, I'd really like to see what people say in their other groups about the Cabal members that they won't post in the Cabal. Because I bet it's hilarious. Because everybody like runs to their other groups and goes, man, so-and-so is being a ding-dong, but won't get on the Cabal and tell the ding-dong they're being a ding-dong. Mm. That's what my post said. I even used ding-dong because I respect the sanctity of cussing on there. Now, don't get me wrong. In the last week, there's been numerous F-words used. Nothing happened to those people. But I say ding-dong and I get my comments blocked.
Speaking of ding-dongs, have you guys watched Gen V yet?
Yeah, I've watched the first two episodes.
We're going to start tonight.
It's awesome. Okay, so. I won't go into detail, but there's a couple of ding-dong moments in that shit that's like whoa.
Oh, like seeing wieners?
Yeah, you really see wieners. There's a lot of wiener seeing.
How far we've come. I used to,
no
you
pun
know,
intended.
I used to watch Dukes of Hazzard and Pickle Gaze, try to Pickle Gaze through John Schneider's pants. And
yeah.
Now you can just
Luke
see
full-on
frontal. Now you can just
frontal.
See full-on
frontal dong.
Wiener.
Wait, you haven't watched it, Steve?
No, I have not. Not yet.
It ties in greatly with the boys.
It
so.
Does. Yeah. They did a good job.
Mm-hmm. I ended up liking most all the characters.
It's basically the boys in college. Yeah. College years.
Yeah, it's Monsters University of...
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Are you all caught up?
Yep.
Nice. What do you think of the... I thought the last two episodes were a little less interesting.
They're being more like less party fun shocking, and they're more just focusing, I guess, on like their plan for the story.
Yeah,
like,
I just feel like it
so
hasn't
like,
really
so
progressed.
Like the last two episodes was like all the 9 seasons of The Walking Dead. Nothing really interesting, just kind of.
No,
hey,
I mean,
there's zombies.
Hey, it moves the story along, man.
Show's good though.
Yeah, I think
it's
good.
I like it.
So it's worthy of watching if you enjoy The Boys.
Seems like nothing else is like that show or The Boys. It
no.
seems like it's just
no.
very unique.
Yep. Good take on the old superhero genre thing. Deal thing. Wait, did you guys watch Castlevania, the new Castlevania? Nocturne?
Nope.
No? Nobody?
Is that animated? Or?
Yeah, it's an anime style. I don't know if you watched the first series. There were four seasons of the first series, and they were pretty amazing. This one is starting off a little different, a little slow. But the last 30 seconds of the final episode made it all worth it, so take that however you will. All I gotta say is if you love night creatures singing opera, you'll love this season of Castlevania. It was pretty annoying, but they're getting close to hopefully telling one of my favorite stories, so they're leading into it, so we'll see what happens. There you go.
Nice.
That's all I got. And I watched Evil Dead 2 again the other day, and it was fucking awesome, Steve. You'll love it. I'm telling you. I'm like, oh, Steve would love that. Steve wouldn't love that.
It's coming up on Halloween movie time. I love that.
7 years ago for him to watch, and he still hasn't.
Yeah, I give him stuff to check out, and he never does. It's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
It's good. It's great. I'm fine.
Did you watch Tombstone, Steve?
I've watched Tombstone many times.
That was me.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't find it. So, but rumor has it it's on Paramount. So,
yes.
Pearson and I want to watch it. We tried to watch it the other night, but I couldn't find it anywhere.
Did you watch it?
No. I was going to. I need
to.
That's
the one with Val Kilmer, right?
Yeah.
No idea.
Is Doc Holliday?
Val Kilmer and Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm. I love how I literally said I didn't watch it, and then you looked right at me and asked me who was in it. I don't know, man. I haven't seen it.
There's
a couple weeks ago they were telling him to watch it.
There's movies out there that I haven't seen, and I know who's in them.
I was... Shut up. Thanks, UPS guy!
We got a comment real quick. Top three horror movies. Go.
I don't watch horror movies.
What?
You're a cool guy. Cool guys are supposed to like to be scared. Movie. Oh,
seriously.
Let me tell you, movies aren't scary.
Watching horror movies brings me no joy whatsoever.
Usually None. Doesn't to me either.
I really enjoy it.
Unless it's like Zombieland or something like that. I'm okay, good with
that. I mean that's a good introduction to like horror movies too, especially because it's like it's hilarious.
Yeah, and, it's funny.
You know, yeah, gore and hilarity. And those are actually like my favorites, and that's why Evil Dead 2
gore-larity
is up there. So I guess The Shining is my absolute favorite.
I've seen parts of that, not the whole movie.
Great movie.
I really enjoyed both It and It Chapter 2, the new great. Ones. I really thought they were good.
Yep.
I'm with you. I don't watch a ton of horror. And horror, like...
I watch movies or TV to be entertained, and that's not entertaining to me.
Yeah, I like suspense. Some of those fucking shitty B-horror movies, though, they're so entertaining because they're just so bad.
Yeah, that's bad. Right. Makeup's bad.
God, there's too many horror movies for me to choose, but I know Evil Dead 2's got to be up there because Bruce Campbell is fucking hilarious in that movie. And it's all over the top and just...
I loved the original Saw. I thought it was a super cool concept.
It was really good.
I thought their execution could have been a little bit better. Just as far as, like, it kind of felt like, man, this is a great idea. And if they would have had the budget or the studio clout to inject a little bit more into that, it could have fleshed things out a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I thought that concept was fucking amazing.
Top three for me would be Twilight 2.
Is that with the introduction of werewolves?
Yes, because I like.
That's not a horror movie.
You like your Lautner guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I like him. He's got muscles.
I don't feel that's
not
a
even fucking
horror
movie. It's a love story with werewolves.
Original
and vampires.
Twilight.
He is so lying.
And
I've
the
watched
Last Jedi.
Those movies.
Yeah, The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi. Those are my three top horror movies.
I always said High Tension was pretty awesome. It contains one of the coolest death scenes I've ever seen, where they push someone's face in between the stairway, so their head's stuck there, and then they take a dresser and they slide it sideways and pop their head off.
Ooh, is Gremlins a horror movie?
Sure.
Gremlins would be on my list.
Gremlins is a horror movie.
Is it?
Horror comedy.
Yeah.
Horror comedy Christmas, if you want to add that to it as well.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new movie that came out called Talk to Me that looks really good. I haven't watched it yet, but everyone's saying it's really, really good.
When is the last time you suggested something to us that you have actually experienced yourself? I feel like the last 9 or 10 things you've been like, I've heard it's really good. I haven't watched it yet. Then shut up, Cody.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I was kidding because he just talked about the Gen V that he had watched it. Mm. So he literally just said that. I forgot.
I think the original.
My jokes are terrible today.
Texas apparently. Chainsaw Massacre is fucking great. That one's actually one that kind of leaves me feeling dirty afterwards, though.
I went and saw The Exorcist in the theater when they re-released it all those years ago.
I like Poltergeist. I remember that.
Yeah.
From a long time ago.
Good one.
The Leprechaun, Chucky, all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, like
you challenge
Elm
your friends
Street
to
like,
sit through with you, you know?
Of course, like Nightmare on Elm Street started off like serious, but then, wait, hang on here.
Got silly.
Hello? You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Can you turn down your radio? You're on the air.
So, I'm just calling to tell you Gremlins is not a horror movie.
Oh! This is Laura, by the way.
Okay. So, back to the two Twilights.
It's a kiddie comedy?
What's your three favorite horror movies, Laura?
What are your three favorites?
Shining, Exorcist, and... I'd have to say It.
The 2017?
Yes.
Okay. Good choices.
Yeah, okay. That's all I had to say was Gremlins is not a horror movie.
Okay, then. Gremlins, hey. Gremlins 2, then.
Anybody that wants to call in and say Steve's wrong is more than welcome. Ever.
I asked. Jeremy said it was.
That's a movie for sissy bedwetters, just saying.
I guess I'm a sissy bedwetter.
I like Gremlins.
Love you.
Whether it's a horror movie or not, bye. I like it.
I've never seen it all the way through. Like
it's got great theme music. Cody, I actually sent you some pictures. This is our front window right now. Laura decorates it every year. This is
super
our front
cool,
of our house.
Yes, incredibly cool.
Our theme this year is The Shining, so we have the red rum on there. There's the door up in front of the house.
Where do you find an LED lamp yard light that says red rum?
It's like Home Depot or some shit like that. Like, I don't know if it was Home Depot specifically, but
they
have so
store?
Many horror things there now. It's nuts. So, yeah. Then she took... We have skeletons in our house, so there. She actually put the backdrop, made a backdrop for it. It's the carpet in the hotel of the movie. Of course, there's Jack and Wendy and Danny up front, and then the two Grady twins.
So for those of you at home, they have a giant, pretty big window in front of their house, and it's all lit up with, like, red light and...
Yeah, the lights actually, like, they change, so depending on when I take the picture, it's red or blue or whatever.
Purpley blue.
Yep. This has got red rum on that door out front. There's the twins, which I believe there's a Halloween party here next weekend or something.
Yeah, next Saturday.
All right. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. She then put the stencils. She actually made a stencil and then
we're
painted.
We're going to see Jeremy in a dress next week.
The Shining up top there. And then one of the best details. So, of course, Jack has his axe and Danny's got the lipstick that he wrote red rum on the door with. And Laura actually made the Apollo sweater for him and shit like that. Like, she went out of her way, like, bought all these clothes and shit. It's great. The dresses for the twins. But if you, one of the last pictures is a close up of Wendy's hand, and you can see that she's got, if you've seen this movie, so there's a big thing, there's a moment in the movie where she's sitting there, Shelley Duvall, with a cigarette, and it's, the ash on it is like fucking, it's like an entire cigarette length.
Really?
Yeah, and it doesn't fall. She's just talking, and it's fucking there, and you can't not look at it once you see it, so she made sure to put that in the hand there. I thought it was pretty freaking sweet. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so there you go. So if we're talking about horror movies and shit, I figure it'd be a little fitting. So
see, to me, horror is like Friday the 13th. They're mm-hmm. Halloween.
Well, it's evolved a lot.
Hellraiser. Not The Shining. To me, that's like a
psychological thriller.
Yeah, it's not a... Stuff like that. I enjoy stuff like... I just don't like gore. I just don't.
Well, and that's what horror has become. It's gore. Yeah. It's how shocking can we make things.
Well, I mean, shit. Jaws is considered like a horror movie, and like there's barely gore in the movie.
I would not say horror. That's a suspense movie to me.
But back then...
Right.
You know, now, like heavy metal used to be this, and now that, you know, it's metal's gotten heavier, they're like, that's fucking classic rock, bro.
I don't want to watch Saw, stuff like that.
Oh, that one Saw movie where the dude's, like, locked in the machine, and then all of a sudden the arm goes click, 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 and then it's, he screams, his and then all of a sudden it's his next arm, click, click, and he's fucking, I'm sitting there the whole time going, his legs, and then finally it's his head, and oh god, so good.
Is Stranger Things horror?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ish.
I've only watched but a couple I guess, episodes of that.
Yeah, it just depends on how you look at it. I think it is.
When that one girl was floating up in the air and her bones just started cracking.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked creepy. Up. Oh, Curtis says, Laura, stop being cheap and pay for a super chat. Well, you know, she's one of the lucky ones that gets our phone numbers. So,
Oh great, he'll be calling us.
Now. Steve's phone is going to ring in 3, 2, 1.
Yep. So, all right. So you said thanks, UPS guy, a long time ago. What'd you bring, guys?
I actually brought some toys.
What the fuck?
That's what happens when you forget about Big Bad Toy Store to pre-orders.
Real quick. I'm going to read this one for free. Francisco says, did DeWitt watch Hereditary? People are calling it artsy horror. I don't know what kind of adjective you want to put on it, but that I did see that, and I watched it a couple times, and it's, all I can say is it's fucked up. I would definitely call it horror.
Knife as well.
That ugly little girl just getting killed.
Well, and there's the like The Conjuring. There's like 47 of those now.
Yeah. And well, they're like The Conjuring, The Nun, isn't Annabelle even part of that?
Yeah, I think so.
So, yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't follow all of it. Because it doesn't, it's not as scary, I guess, as it used to be.
Pete's doing the cut towards your buddy, not your body.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Stab a friend. Not your dick. At least he's doing it really fast.
Yeah, at least he's, he's driving up suspense. Oh, boy.
The new Turtles wave.
The what?
The new...
Oh, Super 7?
Turtles.
I don't even have any of these. I don't think I ordered any of these. I'm getting rid of some of mine.
To be honest with you, I probably would have... potentially passed on a couple had I remembered. This one I would not have passed on. Genghis Frog.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's a good one.
I like that a lot.
Do you have that one?
No. That fucking tongue gun, dude. All right, let me put it on display for y'all here.
That one is a good one, man.
Do I have to tilt it up a little bit?
I mean,
I'll get it.
Okay.
I love these figures.
Don't we already have a Shredder?
We do, but he was the toy colors, and this is more cartoon colors.
Okay.
So, like, the one I have has, like, the blue armor.
Yeah. I would not have ordered that. Full disclosure.
Well, you would, because you did.
So, well, I would if I... had I been paying attention, so...
Had you known what he was ordering.
You back it up a little bit.
Back it up?
Yep, right there.
Ooh. I don't even think it needs to spin, really.
Yeah,
so. True. So there you go. Yep, you got Genghis. Looking great. That tongue gun is insane. You could really put that up your butt. You want to see that?
Yeah, I do. Genghis Khan is always a good one.
Frog. Genghis Frog.
I'm sorry. Genghis Frog.
It's fine. We forgive you.
Shh.
We got good old Shredder here.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like the... I like this, though. Like the dark face like that. The eyes... all darkened in
like that. A cool head.
That's pretty neat, but...
The tubular surfing dude!
Unnecessary.
He is the tubular surfing dude.
Space Cadet Raphael. One of the cooler... I guess, variants or costumed turtles from back in the day. What details? He's got an extra helmet. That's cool. Oh, and he's got, like goggles and shit. Like, eye goggles. I like the idea of the translucent stuff on the weapons. And he's got a little... His little alien friend isn't just stuck on his leg now. Right. Now he's just...
He's separate.
Yeah, he's separate. That's cool.
Oh, then wow. The last one. This is the beefcake of the wave. So...
that is
this figure I love. That's so the robotic rock steady.
That is a thicken. Look at that big
slide
fat
them all
boy.
Back in their sleeves so I can drop them off at the storage unit on the way home.
I'm never gonna play with them. That's a big Mahunga Hala.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm excited because I do love the figures, but I will I was disappointed because when the box came, I thought it was going to be... I totally missed the email that it was what was coming. I thought it was going to be Wave 1 of Monster Force.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
But that's not till Q1 of 24.
Yeah, I'm pretty much... I think I'm going to get out of Super 7 a little bit just because I need to make room and I don't need everything from them. Like, I will definitely be cherry-picking from them now.
Yeah. I've been cherry-picking for a long time.
But I was, yeah, this I think is just super cool. So, yeah.
That's the one I probably would have wanted the least.
Oh, really?
But yeah. That one is cool.
It like, looks amazing.
I would not, I haven't ordered that, and I probably still won't. But seeing it in person, I was like, it's really cool.
These things usually get pretty cheap at some point. So if there's like a Genghis that ends up getting down pretty cheap, I might snag him up. But.
I saw Ace Duck once time, because I don't have that one.
Do you want him? I'll sell him to you.
Maybe. but I saw him on sale.
Oh,
recently. I'm going to give you full price. Metal, Steve-O.
You're going to sell him to be full price?
Yeah, yeah, fuck
What's
you.
That?
Steve-O asked if it was VAC metal. It is not VAC metal.
Okay. Is that's all Pete has?
Those are cool.
All right. Yep,
that's all sweet.
Moving to Mr. Mike.
So, got this from Kyle. Old man Kyle. Geek Stuff Garage sale. Couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Cosmic Ghost Rider. It's going to go in my Ghost Rider collection.
I have never
Pretty
seen
cool
this
figure.
Before.
I mean, I've never read a comic book with that figure, but I like the figure itself.
What's going on inside there? Is that a skull or inside that ball?
Yeah, there's something in there.
I think it's just an effect inside
Does
there.
Does it glow in the dark?
I don't think so. It might.
I feel like
I don't
it
go
should.
In my toy room at dark.
I feel like it should.
But cool figure, nonetheless.
Yeah, I've never seen this version of him before.
Yeah, I as far as comic book, never read a comic book with it, but...
Steve O'Begg says Frank Castle as Ghost Rider.
Is that it?
Oh, that would make sense. He's got the Punisher
symbol
on his chest there.
Well, there we go.
Nice. Can you move the... Can I see it?
It...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You wanna touch it?
Yeah, I kind of do. I don't know.
It's got cool little flame effects on the gun and stuff.
I always like Ghost Rider.
I'm a fan.
But I
Ghost
mean,
Rider.
Skeleton.
Punisher. Daredevil. I like those darker.
Dusty Stanford said, and it's broke.
Yeah, you're not wrong, buddy.
It seems small. This is McFarlane, right?
No, that's Marvel Legends.
It's a legend.
Oh, it's a legend.
Yeah, McFarlane would be DC. That's Marvel, yeah.
I'm brain gone, sorry. Sorry. That's pretty cool.
I like it. He's on a cosmic motorcycle.
Beautiful.
I love motorcycles. So.
I'm so used to Mike bringing McFarlane that I was just like, this is McFarlane.
I may have a box of it next to me as well.
This is pretty DC Marvel just based on looks. So, you know.
Cool.
So.
Felipe Terraza says definitely give that a read. DC, you'll enjoy it.
Okay. So. This is animated series Batman. It's a cool, it's got a stand and everything. And it even lights up.
Oh, shoot.
Now, this is that. From the based on the old cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the animated series. That's why he said
there's more than there's a bazillion animated series.
Yeah, there's so, Batman Beyond.
I didn't know if this was based on...
This is the good one.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I like it. I was going to take it out of the box, but there's a lot of stuff to put together, so...
Yeah.
Push the button. Push the button.
Lightning lights up.
Hold it down? That's cool.
La Fooder Salumine.
I'm assuming you can turn it on and off once it's out of the box.
Oh, yeah, so the batteries don't die?
Yeah.
That is pretty neat. I always liked that version of Batman.
And he's like, you know, there's some buildings in the background and lightning and stuff. I like it. I think it's pretty cool.
That's fun.
It's my favorite version of Batman.
Animated?
Yep. That cartoon came out, man, there's nothing else like it.
Yeah, that was an after-school special for sure.
So these are DC page punchers, and I thought these crossed over to Mythics pretty easily, but
page punchers.
Or Cosmics. That's Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze. Yeah, so second best only to Arnold. Dancing around. It's like a cave Batman.
Yeah.
Bat Caveman.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, Bat Caveman.
I brought this figure just to kind of compare these two. Like, so this is Gladiator Batman. It's from the Metal series. But if you compare this figure with that figure, it's like night and day.
That Mr. Freeze is pretty neat. Almost looks like he's a...
That's
underwater.
Very He-Man-y, if you know, I would say.
Yeah, Barbarian Batman. Yeah. Oh, the back of this is just black.
Yeah, so if you look at those two,
very
you
cool.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
This looks kind of cheap and crappy. This one looks a lot better.
Can we see the cheap and crappy, please?
Well, I don't think it's crappy.
Well, that's what other than that you see.
Like, both of them are Gladiator-esque.
Right. But that's definitely a beefcake figure comparatively. What's the Joker medal look like? Is that the head he's got on him? The one in the
picture? It's a dragon.
No shit.
Yeah, Joker's like a drag, like a Chinese dragon.
Is there a figure of that?
Yeah, there is. I don't have it yet, but yes, there is. It's about yay long.
Looking it
exciting.
Up.
Exciting. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah. So that's what I brought.
Bring in the actual comic figures. I dig. Not too shabby.
Fucking type.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. Me or you?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Looks like it's just me then. Well, I brought some yunk.
Can't wait. Can't wait to see Jeremy's stuff.
It's definitely varied every time.
I feel like you've probably seen Jeremy's stuff.
Well,
I've offered it, that's for sure. So first we have this wonderful glow-in-the-dark Boo Berry action figure from Jada Toys, I believe.
Jada Pinkett?
Jada, plus, can we please not? Shit's been all over the place. This, of course, I've had in my pre-order forever. Finally came in from Entertainment Earth. I have the other two, so Frankenberry and Count Chocula. And we finally got the wonderful Boo Berry. I know there's two versions. There was like an SDCC version. I don't know the difference of what was different with them. But, of course, if you just keep it in the box, there's some cool...
Did you know that when...
Some cool stuff there.
Did you know that when Chuck Norris makes a joke about Will Smith's wife... Will Smith slaps his wife.
God damn it. So stupid. So there you go. Boo Berry.
That joke was almost as bad as that figure.
He looks just like Boo Berry. You back off, son.
I've always been a
Chuck
Norris.
Do you have like Count Chocula?
Chocula and Frankenberry as well. Okay. Yep. I got this puzzle at the Geek Garage Sale.
Does it have it on there?
It's not that one.
Oh.
No, it's not the one with the swastika on it. There's a puzzle that has like there's like some background art and they put a swastika like
on the brick wall. Yeah, the
brick wall. They pulled it. So
I have two of them.
I think I do have that one though. But yeah, it was $5. It says it's complete. I'll believe them. The back, of course, is wonderful, just brown, ugly cardboard. For those of you at home who are watching this shit. I love this art. I don't know who did this art, but I always loved it. They used it for like the board game and just other promotional material at the time. Note that Michelangelo is the darker brown color because they were going to make Donatello that color originally and whatever. Anyway, Donatello was going to be orange originally. So a little bit of knowledge. Like
His bandana was going to be orange. I'm assuming orange. Is what you're saying.
What's that?
Like his bandana, his mask.
Yeah, he was going to
The have, party yeah. dude wearing Super purple chat. Just wouldn't work.
Super chat.
Great job today, Mike, from Curtis Ackerman.
Thank you.
And you get none of the money, so shut up.
You get none of the money.
Well, I still haven't got my cut from a couple shows ago.
No, I doubt it.
Neither next, I got this NECA Mirage Foot Enforcer. That's who cool. is very blue.
Is that a very like a super foot soldier?
Yeah, it's like Shredder's like second in command. The Return to New York storyline where Shredder finally gets killed has the Turtles fighting these guys in there. It's a pretty fucking cool story.
Shredder sucks.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I guess.
No. Why? I was watching the cartoon yesterday.
Oh, well, in the cartoon, he sucks.
He sucks. Yeah. He's no threat whatsoever.
No. Nope. He's not.
He gets his ass handed to him so quickly.
That's why they make him so badass in every other version, because they're like, he's just such a terrible... It's more of a sitcom. Him and fucking Krang are in a relationship. It's just an abusive relationship at that.
He was trying to take on Splinter, and it wasn't going well.
Voiced by old Uncle Phil. Good shit. Anyway, Blue Foot Enforcer. Yay, he comes with a bunch of weapons and shit. Fuck it. Oh, and a couple Metal Fingers. Metal Fingers. Ta-da. Hail Satan. All right, next.
Wow, you got some stuff in.
I did. This is like accumulated from like weeks.
Wish I could get something cool.
Well, if you'd have gone to the Geek Garage Sale or Toy Haven.
I was becoming one with nature. Peeing in the woods.
There's some boom boom.
Or you could have gotten that stuff.
Got some boom boom for that ass.
Could have got a Mario 3. Right?
Yep. Boom boom Koopa.
Boom boom Koopa. Koopa.
Came with a coin. Pling.
I love how Jeremy's always constantly saying, I can't buy this great stuff because I don't have room.
Well, when they're like, well, I got...
Man, I'm broke. I can't.
So this shit, I got from Bear, who was selling... He sells my stuff. So he's like, I'll just take it out of your credit. I'm like, all right. It's $10. Come on.
You overpaid by 12.
Ooh, I like these. These are great.
These
I
are fucking
these.
Awesome.
Those look like erasers.
They are erasers.
Oh, well, I guess...
That's a good Ram Man.
I just wish we could erase this segment of the show.
I've got that Ram Man, but mine's all jacked up. Well, it gets done some erasing.
Yeah, this one has not been... Well, not chewed on much anyway.
Some 8-year-old chewed on it for a whole year in school.
That's usually what you get. Yep, you get a lot of teeth marks in these things. So they were cheap as shit, $5 for both of them, so I couldn't pass them up.
That's how pathetic is your collection when you have to inspect them for teeth marks before you buy them?
I don't inspect them, because I buy them anyway, but you'll find a lot of He-Man swords with fucking chewed off ends and shit. Also at Bear's booth, who was his Camp Funko, I got a sweet Mario character patch. And let's see, I also got a Camp Funko Toys button. So if they have some cool shit on Instagram, if you feel like following their ass. Oh, what? Yeah, that's right, I found some Pac-Man shit.
Pac-Man!
a light. That lights the fuck up. Cheap as shit. That was a $3 fucking light, bitches. You got one? Nope.
As silly as I think all this is, Jeremy's segment is always really good. He's always happy. Good.
I've got a Batman nightlight in my toy room.
Fuck yeah, you do.
That's a $3 purchase with a $4 battery in it. That would have been.
It makes Jeremy $500 worth of happy.
That's right.
The coin is the coolest thing yet.
Can I see the coin?
You can see the coin. Okay, that bag's empty. Next.
All right. Jeremy,
yeah,
call it in the air. I or I?
I.
You win.
Look at that.
You're a winner.
I got this from the Geek Stuff Garage Sale.
How many infections did you get from digging through this garbage? To get this.
Is that Jeremy like a does a Batman tablecloth.
Takes a rip off
something?
His joint, takes a shot of penicillin, and
goes in head first.
Yep. This is a Pac-Man table cover, tablecloth. It's technically still sealed, but I mean.
From 1982.
Not. Yep.
I like that.
Reed table faded. Cover.
Is it faded or is it just that's the colors?
Yep. I don't know. I think that's actually the colors. The art on it is very. They took some liberties with it because that's an actual design that they use, but then they just like drew their own shit over it. Anyway, it's stupid, but it's Pac-Man and it was cheap, so.
Can I see it?
Two Pac-Man things, huh?
I just want to go look at it. Look at it. Nice.
Might put it over this table. Hell no.
We'll all get hepatitis.
Hell no.
We'll get herpagonosyphilates.
Yeah.
This is probably the shit I'm
not
most
HIV,
excited
but
for.
Full-blown AIDS.
Oh, wow. We're looking at some inbox high-dollar stuff.
Some inbox high-dollar stuff. I got a great deal on these from the guy. These are
skateboard
1986 smack-ups. Skateboard smack-ups. Very violent looking toys for children.
That's what we like. 80s? That's why we're so tough.
I got four of them. This guy here is Timmy Tire Track. He's on a skateboard, but he's got a wheel, a tire, that went through his fucking face. And it got lodged in his back. So there you go, children. Go ahead, play with that one. Next, we have Betty Bumpers, who fucking got lambasted by some fucking car bumpers.
No, she. Oh, I thought maybe she had bumpers, like she had a dump truck ass.
No, we didn't call it that yet. This was 86, Pete. I don't even think you were born.
I was.
This one should be called Harvey Wallbanger.
Yeah, no
okay,
shit.
All right. They should redo them then. This is Rich Stitched. He's very bloody. His head popped right off him there. He looks kind of like a mummy, but he's not a mummy. He just got really fucked up and decapitated. Once again, kids, enjoy your toys. And the last one
please
that I
tell
picked
me it's
up.
Tammy Tailpipe.
No, it's Sammy Stop Sign.
Carry car door. There's
Sammy stop sign. He's got a stop side pole around his fucking neck, and
his
straight up
head is fucking split into two.
Yeah,
yeah.
This one won't
uncool.
Stand, but there you go. The one that I had as a kid was Patty Plate Glass. I do have her now.
Yeah.
That's Patty Plate Glass. She literally has like splits in her body where you can see the blood and shit, and she's got glass like. Broken all over her body.
Oh, that happened to my cousin.
Right, it's as it does. Other ones that you can look out for are Tony Traffic Cone, Carrie Cardor, Lois Low Branch, Wally Wallbanger. Should have been Harvey, you're right. Amy Asphalt, Tammy Tailpipe, and Ronnie Roadkill. So, skateboard smack-ups. Super popular. Everybody knows about these. So the fact that I got them so cheap was crazy.
That's probably a brand we could probably purchase and make our own.
What's so cheap?
I actually got all these for $10 each.
$10 each.
So I actually probably will just rip them all out of package. I have some loose ones at home.
You got $5 off the price.
I did, too. The guy goes, oh, I said, how much are these?
Yeah,
you know, 15?
But he paid $8 more than the original.
Yeah, the original. And that was probably a sale. Because that was Housewares from 2008. at Savers. So it was $2 at Savers in 2008. How the fuck did they last that long? I don't know, but there they are.
Playtime, the toy company that cares. But doesn't
I didn't even
care,
read that.
But doesn't care about creating school shooters. I mean, fuck.
This is in the age of Garbage Pail Kids.
It was. This was no, Mad Balls and Garbage Pail Kids.
We recommend that when using skateboards or any sporting equipment, proper safety equipment be worn and safety procedures followed.
Hell yeah.
They have little explanation or little, I guess, bios or no, little poems. So Patty Plateglass says, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" And get it, the glass broke all over. Tammy Tailpipes, racing around the bend, swallowed a muffler. Now her voice is at an end. Because there's a muffler through her fucking face.
This is not okay.
This isn't okay at all. Like Rich the Stitch, the skateboard blitz. Yeah, I think it went for bitch. Darted around the corner, hit a wall 10 feet tall. A stitch in time saves 9.
Jesus.
Who wrote these?
They just picked random sentences and stuff.
This is why Playtime didn't keep going.
Oh my God, you know what happened here? So Timmy Tire Track and those big wheels keeps rolling along. Keep them rolling. This is why this toy line is why we had Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit was created on the skateboard.
Rolling,
smack
rolling,
ups.
Rolling, rolling.
Hey, Fred Durst is your fault, smack ups.
All right. And that's all the toys I done brung.
That's it.
That's it.
I don't believe it.
All right.
That's probably a show.
Okay, so can we unveil something to the listeners that we are going to create our own completely fucked up, sideways, inappropriate toy line for kids?
Sure.
Because we should.
We should.
Probably can't nowadays. Right. Yeah, we got to worry about feelings. Safety. What if you make a psycho? We're going to get a couple psychos regardless of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make some fun shit. Jeez, oh frights.
Jeez, oh frights.
Yes. I don't know.
And on that note, fuck everyone.
Well, wrapping up 299.5. Pete, take it away.
Are we ever going to have an episode 300?
Yes!
Yes.
We're working on it.
So, yeah. Thank you for breakfast, Mike.
You are
it was amazing.
Yummy.
Thank you to Jeremy for bringing some amazing toys. Thank you to Cody for some of the comments. Thank you to the backstabbing piece of shit that shares private screenshots. And thank you to Steve Bisciotti. Thanks to Trav for not being here. And 299.5. We'll get to 300 eventually. I have a feeling you guys are going to see 299.864. But yes. Till next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.